like it, and they wouldn't talk about it.
Jordan Klein and Nick Klein, you are sure to be consumed with the world of ghosts, UFOs, cryptozoology, conspiracy theories, and the unknown.
So check out Richard's Radio every Tuesday night, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Central. And give us a call, 1-866-514-1600.
Visit us at www.whispersradio.com.
I'm Stephanie Benetti, and along with Joe Montaldo, we co-host a new show, News on the West Side. You can catch us every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Central, where we will be discussing current events and topics going on in the world today. We have opinions on everything. There's no topic that we won't discuss, and we'll go places that other shows wouldn't dare. False history gets made all day, every day. The truth of the news is never on the news. But you can catch it here, News on the Flip Side. Only on the UFO Paranormal Radio Network.
Host of Global Focus.
Hello everyone. Trish Shorty, host of Global Focus. Come join us each Friday evening at Global Focus' new time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Come join the discussion.
I'm Gia Scott. I'm Jia Scott. I'm Gia Scott. I'm Gia Scott. I'm Tuesdays. What you were doing from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time on Tuesdays. I host this really interesting little radio program that airs live then. And we bring in all sorts of guests.
It's authors, experiencers, and everything in between.
It's paranormal and guaranteed to make you go,
www.giascott.com.
My guest list is always up at www.giascott.com. And do tune in to the Dawn of Shades from 7 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday.
I'm psychic medium Christopher George, and I have a new show.
Hi, everyone.
I'm psychic medium Christopher George, and I have a new show that will air the first Friday of every month from 11 to midnight Eastern Standard Time. The show is called Insight with Psychic Medium Christopher George. It's all about psychic reading. I welcome my listeners to call in for a free reading. Just remember, don't ask me a question that you really don't want the answer to. I'll give it to you the way the spirits give it to me. Straightforward and real. The first Friday of every month. Insight, 11 to midnight.
To UFO Undercover, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, with your host, Joe Montaldo, right here on the Paranormal Radio Network.
Light up your night with the Kevin Smith Show. Hi, this is Kevin Smith. Join me Monday through Friday right here on the Paranormal Radio Network. As always, we will do our best to delve into the unexplained, weird, intriguing, and sometimes creepy topics you won't hear on your local news. I'm your host, Chip, and alongside me, as always, is my wife and co-host, Nicole.
You can catch us live every Monday night at 11 p.m. Eastern right here on the UFO Paranormal Radio Network.
Subscribe to us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
You can now find us on iTunes.
Search for Mind Cemetery. You can now find us on iTunes by searching UFO Paranormal Radio Network and by clicking the iTunes icon on the player widget on our homepage.
And you can find us at MindCemetery.com. On the site, you will find the upcoming show calendar, where you can browse our schedule of guests, check out the Mind Cemetery Strange News Feed, peruse our extensive archive of past shows and our archive blogs, track the activity of Nicole's favorite alien stalker, and as always, check out the critically acclaimed Mind Cemetery blog, where you can get information on upcoming shows, information on past shows, and plenty of interesting nuggets and tidbits that are blogged about throughout the week. The phone lines are open for anyone interested in calling in and joining our discussion tonight. Our number is 1-504-273-7379.
Boom. Goes the dynamite, as they say in Muncie,
boom.
Indiana.
Home of goes the Ball State Cardinals.
As they say in Muncie, Indiana.
Hello, Nicole.
Home of the Ball State Cardinals.
Hello, Nicole.
Just plain old hello.
Okay.
I was
plain old hello.
I was glad to hear the intro song.
Okay.
I was
like I said, I'm pretty glad to hear the intro song.
I don't care for it.
I'm a big fan of the most gangster.
Like I said, I'm pretty intro
so
song in all of UFO and paranormal
I'm
radio
a big
history.
Fan of the most gangster intro song in all of UFO and paranormal radio history.
You know, some pro. It's so lame.
It's hard.
It's not lame.
You know, some really.
Pro.
I guess. Is that what kids say in the street?
Oh, no, really?
Is that what the kids say in the street?
Yeah. No.
Is that what's going on out there?
No.
No, that song is old and played out and was untalented when it first came out.
No?
No, that song is old and played out and was untalented when it first came out.
Yikes. There's a thing that could say the same thing about you.
Specifically do.
I have no specifics. I try to deal in generalities.
Specifically do.
I have no specifics. I try to deal in generalities.
We can tell. Does that pay off well for you?
Somewhat. Seemingly.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Well, I may not be here next week.
Tries to, every once in a while.
What's next week?
If Chip makes me angry,
I may not be here next week.
What's next week? You're going to pull the plug on the project?
If Chip makes me angry, I definitely won't be here next week.
Project Nicole, you're going to pull the plug on the project?
Yes.
Project Nicole, make Nicole happy?
Today.
It is. Yes. When you're very, very pregnant.
Today.
It is.
Very pregnant.
When you're very, very pregnant.
We found out last week, it is a girl.
Very pregnant.
Yes, a girl.
Very pregnant.
Most found out last week, it is a girl.
Definitely,
yes,
fantastically a girl.
Most
18 years from now, coming to a stripper club near you. 18 years from now, coming to a stripper club near you. The latest, greatest daughter to have daddy issues.
Wild being a... Yeah, that's true.
The latest, greatest daughter to have daddy issues. Yep.
That's true. Good luck. He was the choice, really.
Just pick a cool stage name.
Good luck, kid.
Cinnamons. Just pick a cool stage name, like Cinnamon.
Stage name.
What is it? It's a horrible one?
Yeah, that's his name.
Okay, well, you got a better one?
What is it? It's a horrible one?
One for
yeah, that's
horrible.
How about she not?
Okay, well, you got a better one?
Maybe ultimately, of course, but we know that's unavoidable, so...
It's just ultimately, of course, but we know that's unavoidable, so...
Anyway.
Somebody's got to get through college.
Get it out of the way now.
It is definitely a girl.
Anyway.
And she
somebody's got to get through college somehow.
February. It is definitely a girl, and she will definitely be here in February.
Perfect. She'll never leave the house.
She's measuring big, so... No, it just means they don't know when she's actually due, because they're estimating. No, it just means they don't know when she's actually due, because they're estimating.
That's my biggest fear.
I can't get this kid.
I don't need this girl to come out looking like me.
Right?
That's my biggest fear.
Are you saying
I don't need this girl to come out looking like me.
Better than me.
Are you saying I'm pretty? Wow.
The only upside is that I could have a living caretaker when I'm ancient by the time this kid decides.
The only upside is that I could have a living caretaker when I'm ancient
already
by the time this kid decides to leave the house.
You couldn't even compliment me when I set it up for you.
Because I'm already old dad.
You couldn't even compliment me when I set it up for you.
Oh.
It'd be nice.
You were fishing, they call it.
I was.
Right?
I like a good fishing
be nice.
For compliment
fishing,
session.
Fishing, they call it. Fishes, right?
I like a good fishing for compliment session.
Fishes. Yes? Continue.
Can I go on a mini rant?
Yes? You know those things are perfectly allowed
here. Can I go on
here.
A mini rant? Oh, all right.
You know those things are perfectly allowed here.
Trifling people
right.
that I hate
trifling
people that
squashing the
nuts of
others.
Success upon washing the nuts of others.
They're minuscule success, by the way.
It is true.
And what they don't realize is that their success is actually so limited. Yeah. And so what they don't realize is that their success is actually so limited.
That they're a joke. They're a parody of themselves.
In comparison, they're a parody of themselves.
It's a bubble.
Feeling was never too high for
some of these individuals to begin with.
That's true.
Feeling was never too high there for really some wasn't individuals to begin with. Many places they could go in life, right?
Well, I really feel wasn't that this is like the type of person
places
that,
they could go in life.
Well, I you know, really when, feel that when they were little kids, they got the medal for participation and stuff.
When they were little kids,
that's where
they,
we're
they
at.
Got the medals for participation
good
and stuff.
No matter what you do,
yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're at.
You showed up today. Told you're good no matter what you do. Yeah, you showed up.
It happens in life.
Yeah.
You're going to be basically surrounded by these
that
individuals
happens in life.
Who you're going to be basically surrounded by these individuals
people,
who
like
call as psychic vampires.
Who are exactly what people like to call
vampires.
As psychic vampires.
And emotional vampires. Yes, these are the individuals
we're
talking
vampires.
About.
And emotional vampires. Yes, these are the individuals we're talking about because you know, that you run into later on in life. So, you know, never.
Never.
You know why? No names? No.
Because we don't need to do that.
Never. You know why? No names?
Quite frankly.
Because we don't need to do that.
No.
That's true.
We don't need to do it, and quite frankly, they're not worth it.
At the end of the day.
That's true. Yeah.
You know? We're much bigger people.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
Whether they believe it or not. And, you know, that
much bigger people
is kind of the sad part with a lot of things. And, you know, that fantasy part is kind of the sad part. With
you
a
know,
lot of
there's
things.
A delusion, if you will.
Fantasy going on.
That they're actually decent human beings.
You know,
yeah.
There's a delusion,
the delusion
will,
of infallibility.
That they're actually decent human beings.
Which is what
the
delusion
greatest.
Of infallibility.
Which is folly you can
what
have.
The greatest, you know, is to sit and act like you're perfect.
Folly you can have.
Yeah.
You know, is to sit and act like you're perfect.
As flawed as everyone else. And everyone knows it. So.
When you're just as flawed as everyone else.
Yeah,
and everyone
Nicole did a great
it.
Job with our website, and I don't know. Website is mindcemetery.com.
Yeah, Nicole did
way.
A great job with our website, and I don't know.
Who
that
talks about the website?
Is mindcemetery.com, by the way. Did a great job with the
who
website.
Who talks about the website?
Teresa I'm glad Sheridan said
she
did
knew
a great job with the website, and
it had nothing to do with me.
I'm glad she knew automatically
because that's true.
It had nothing to do with me.
Yeah,
we're .net
and .com.
.com
was Christmas
last year.
Yeah,
.net and .com. .com was Christmas.
Somebody had already snagged it up, so I had to buy a chip for Christmas from that person. Somebody had already snagged it up.
2 months of negotiations, actually, from that person.
They started out, they wanted it.
It was like $1,000?
2 months of negotiations, actually. They started out, they wanted $1,000? And then I got it down to
$100.
$100
and a baby Ruth.
$100 and $80.
Yeah, the website's mindcemetery.com, mindcemetery.net. You can find the show page.
Yeah, the website's mindcemetery.com,
mindcemetery.net. You can find
don't
the
you
share
show page
on
dare
Facebook,
go on
my
Facebook
cemetery looking for me to friend me. Okay,
don't you dare.
Dare go on Facebook looking for me to friend me. Okay, I'm just saying. Okay.
That's coming from experience, just because Chip has been kind of indiscriminate with who he friends.
That's coming from experience, just
I'll never friend you.
Even if you're a guest on our show, I probably won't friend you.
Me, on the other hand, I'll never friend you.
Even if you're a guest on our show, I probably won't friend
you.
And if I defriended you in terms of the fact, don't
be offended.
We're just Facebook friends and you like friends anyway.
You know,
I know a lot of people count
just
how many
Facebook
friends they have
and you
get
like
really upset
show.
When that friend
I know a lot of people
it's,
that
yeah,
actually count
insane.
How
it's,
many friends they have and they
that's
get really
kinda,
upset when that friend
kinda,
number goes
you
down.
Know, it's,
like
yeah,
you have
it's
issues.
Insane. That's,
yeah.
That's
yeah, you're psychotic. Okay,
you know,
if you're worried
like
about
you
your friend
issues.
Number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're psychotic.
Okay.
If you're worried about your friend
number.
Okay,
yeah.
You and actual people you
your personal
know
page
or
should
knew
be all
in
about
your life or past life.
You and
you
actual
know?
People you so. Know or knew in your life or past life.
So you know,
so yeah, find like the
so you know
cemetery
page. So yeah,
the show
find
page and
like
on that page you're going to see some
my
things
cemetery Facebook
every
page.
Once in
that's
a while
the show page
and
about
on that page,
updates
you're
see
on
some
what
things
we're doing
every once
who
in a while
we're having on
about
and
updates on what we're doing.
Well, let me
who
tell you,
we're having on not and not when they're coming on.
Not too often. Not too often. We've been severely lacking,
and that's where I need to.
Not too often. Not too often.
We've been severely lacking, and that's where I need to flat out admitted many times.
Kick it up a notch because
the ball in many aspects.
Flat out admitted many times that
behind off the ball to get where we are, and I.
That's sort of my the
behind
of
off. Your behind
to
off
get where we are, and
every once in a while you sort of want to go sit on it. Working your behind off is that every time, every once in a while you
work
want
the hell
to
out of
sit
it.
On it.
So,
then. It's that
because
time.
You work the hell out of it.
So within the next couple of weeks, you're going to see
that. Time.
I've said that before, but you know what? I'm
so
going to have
the next
time
couple
to do
weeks,
that
you're
going
to see that, and I know I've said that before, but you know what? I'm going to have the time to do that
the second time.
And,
There was a
meteoric rise
for the second time
to get us
today.
Here,
and it's time to crank it up a notch.
Meteoric
and
rise
help the station
get us
as a
here,
whole,
and it's time
to
farther
crank it up a notch. And
it looks like we got
the station as a whole get
even farther
to the network. And
it looks like we got some shows
doing
coming,
but improving.
Especially on
the network
shows that we
and,
have
that are just doing nothing but improving.
Awesome
especially
original programming.
On current shows that
okay,
we have.
This isn't a syndicated
just
festival of
awesome
these are all
original programming
here.
Okay,
with,
this is a syndicated
second
festival
of the
NYC.
These are all original
Mavis,
people here.
With the Global
with,
Focus,
with Second
Dawn of Shades,
NYC,
with the Church of Mavis,
with
Global Focus, with Dawn of Shades, with
UFO
Undercover, and...
I don't
the
remember
flip side,
what it is because every time I listen
sorry,
to the damn show, I get outraged.
I don't remember what it is because every time I listen to the damn
the chat room,
I get
outraged
every once in a while. I say stupid things.
Join us on Pal Talk.
In the chat room on Pal Talk, which,
by the way,
join us on
Pal Talk.
If you're listening to us, the UFO Paranormal Radio
Network
room.
I think it is news from the flip side, isn't it?
Talk with the other listeners that are going on.
I get it. I think it is news from the flip side, isn't it?
See, I'm not that stupid.
It comes and goes.
I get it.
Thank you.
So
it comes and goes.
Yeah, and it's just getting insanely great on the network as a whole.
Yeah,
for
and it's just getting
so,
insanely
come
great
by sometime
on the network as
some actual
for
original
everybody.
Programming.
So not going to hear on
come
the
by sometime
network,
and listen
syndicated
to some
really
actual original programming.
Unless
that,
I guess
you're not going to hear
in
the
area,
then
you're
going to
hear
it
really
time.
Unless
I guess
you're in the New Orleans area, then you're going to hear it all the time.
This week we were supposed to have Bob Curran on,
and Bob Curran does a lot of Aleister Crowley.
This week we were supposed to have Bob Curran on,
and Bob Curran does a lot of Aleister Crowley.
The such
cult
and black magic stuff, right?
And
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The
saying.
Such,
by the way, the governor.
I think that's what Arnold Schwarzenegger
saying.
He basically ran into
the
Russian
governor,
but he basically ran into
the
Russian
exit. You're running into the Libyans.
The
doctor
on back to the
Brown,
you're running into Libyans.
Inventor of the flux capacitor and
Dr. Brown,
time travel,
Brown,
as you know it.
That is.
Inventor of the flux capacitor and
Bob Curran ran into
time travel, as you know it.
Bob Curran ran into
Bob Curran ran into the Russians and they wore him out basically with their television.
Bob Curran ran into the Russians
and they
Soviet Russia
out basically
TV
with their
watches you
and all that kind of stuff, you know.
In Soviet Russia TV
tough.
Watches
it was
you.
Tough.
On him, so we had to reschedule.
It was
so we'll
tough.
Have him in two weeks on here.
On him,
so we had to reschedule.
24th, so we'll have him in 2 weeks
right,
on here.
Yeah.
What's two
yes,
weeks from 24th,
we'll have Bob Curran actually on the show.
Right,
on the
17th,
we'll chaps
yes,
replay.
The 24th, we'll have Bob Curran actually
on
the show. And on
the
17th,
we'll do our chaps
replay wrap up type
thing.
I'm wondering when we're going to have another investigation
apparitions.
I haven't heard one in a while.
I wonder
to be honest,
we're
going to
have another investigation to go on.
I haven't heard one in a while.
But to be honest,
information.
Of those meetups have been
speaking at
pretty
those.
Damn good lately.
So again, I'll try to get
good information
and
good
people speaking at those.
So again, I'll try to get the speaker at
the
meetup here.
First hour, and then of course it'll be
to join us
arguing for
the
second hour.
The show at least
and,
the first hour, and then of course it'll be Nicole and I arguing for the second hour.
Basically.
And
so
representing music.
So yeah,
to your ears,
that's the lowdown on the Who's Gal, I guess they call it. Right.
So yeah, that's the lowdown on the Who's Gal, I guess they call it.
Does everybody know about the GoDaddy outage today? Does everybody know about the GoDaddy outage today?
It was supposedly an anonymous attack.
Ooh, anon.
It was supposedly an anonymous
got to business, huh? Was there any goal to it, or
anon,
just
those
nasty
folks
this, so I
got
to business, huh? Was there any goal to it, or just what
are
you old, I can do this, so I will?
But there is loose affiliation.
Supposedly this is a rogue individual, but there is loose affiliation with
anonymous on Twitter.
Some major periodicals are saying it's anonymous, but...
Well, do they usually take credit immediately?
Get it for it, so yeah. I don't know what
they
the deal
want
is.
You to know that.
Well, do they usually take credit immediately?
Yes.
Yeah. They want you to know that it's them and what they can do.
See,
yeah.
GoDaddy falls into a bad light because they don't support SOBA. See, GoDaddy falls into a bad light because they don't support SOBA.
Or they do support SOBA.
People are angry. I didn't mean to mix that up.
Because SOBA is very evil,
which makes people angry. Because SOPA is very
in
evil.
Any case,
the backlash here was a lot of small businesses hosted with GoDaddy. So this probably affected
a lot of small businesses from what you were saying.
A bunch of my clients were out. A bunch of my clients tell it. They offer a pretty low price point. If a small business owner is frugal, then GoDaddy.
About 3 o'clock.
And I was up again.
There was a lot of people saying
they were down from like 10 a.m. and stuff. So, but there was a lot of people saying they were down
back in business,
like 10
right?
a.m. and stuff. So, that is correct.
Back in business,
and it was
right?
all because of you fixing it, right?
Yes, that is correct.
The internet,
and it was all because of you fixing it.
Yes, I
should be like hallelujah screaming, right?
No,
should be hallelujah.
I cannot take credit for fixing
right?
the internet, but I would like to.
Not today.
I cannot take credit for fixing the internet, but I would like to.
Not today. Not today,
tomorrow,
folks.
Though.
An hour later.
I will tomorrow, later, though.
I want to go out there misrepresenting the blood type study.
Other things, all day. So, that's odd. That's weird. Oh. That's off-putting. So,
as you would put it.
And that's odd.
So did you want to talk about vampires today or no?
A little bit.
I'd rather talk about zombies. Vampires.
So did you want to talk about vampires today or off vampires now?
I'd rather talk about zombies.
No, I'm not vampires.
You're off vampires now?
No, I'm not off them.
You like them.
I don't know what you want me to talk about.
You should talk about something you like.
I absolutely
you like them.
Love
I just figured
I
you should talk about something you like.
I've noticed. I absolutely love vampires.
I'm trying to placate
heart,
you.
Heart vampires. Okay, I will read any book that has heart vampires. I will read any book that has vampires.
Oh, just two, know. 1.5. It took me 1,000 pages to get bored.
You had to get, you know, a full opinion.
You know. That was kind of boring. The Anita Blake series, 22, 23 books. You heard it, didn't you, a couple times? Get it on audio. It's even better. Made me want to break the Kindle. You know, I love that whole culture.
And
like I said, I will read any vampire.
And, you know, I love that whole culture where it ends.
I will read any vampire.
For me, I don't let leave
kind of where it ends.
At all,
for me,
any sense?
I don't
work.
I wish they
real vampires
because then
at all,
I would have sex with them. any sense of the word. I wish they existed, because
Mr. Karma
I would have
suggests
sex with them.
Some of his own Babylon 5 fanfic.
Mr. Karma suggests some of his own Babylon 5 fanfic that
who
you can read. One of our
who
it's chat room listeners.
First of all, Babylon 5.
One of our chat room listeners.
Let me tell you all the
first
things
of all,
wrong
Babylon 5.
Babylon 5.
No.
Let me tell you all the things wrong with your request.
I mean,
fanfic? Babylon
that
5.
And Battlestar
no.
Galactica.
Fanfic? I did ask if there was a three-boob chick involved, but that's Total Recall. So I did ask if there was a three-boob chick involved, but that's Total Recall.
I can barely hear you. What's going on?
You said fanfic. Which means, no.
Put your mic in your
I
mouth.
I can barely hear you. What's going on?
Nothing.
Zing. Put your mic in your mouth. There you go.
Fanfic.
Is that better? Zing. It's actually worse.
There you go.
Fanfic.
Is that better? It's worse. It's actually worse.
I don't know what to tell you. You're
well, put the mic
it's
in your
worse.
Mouth.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, put the mic in your mouth.
This is what happens when you use...
Preferably near your mouth? Yeah. Because you're screaming. It's
what
actually worse. I told you it was worse. Yeah. Because you're screaming. It's actually worse.
Time.
I told you it was worse. But that's okay. I'll go ahead and let you fiddly be around on live radio. But that's okay.
Right?
I'll go ahead and let you fiddly be around on live radio.
See, you have to say it when you're on radio.
Not
you can't just do it. And
so
I actually.
See,
you, know,
so you have to say it when you're on radio.
You just can't just do it. And I actually.
That makes you a loser.
No, it makes me an idiot. So.
A loser.
No, it makes me an idiot.
World class.
So.
Loser no, and a loser.
But that's
that
okay.
Is, that would be correct.
Loser
world
with
class,
his own radio
loser
show,
and
chump.
That,
okay.
There you go. That would be correct.
Loser
that,
with his own radio show, chump. In my own mind,
that's Cemetery
too.
Empire.
There you go.
Oh,
like, I've heard people say that.
In my own mind, Cemetery
yes,
Empire.
I mean, I guess you could
oh,
say that. I've heard people say about being emotional vampires. And, I mean, I guess
yeah,
you could
a lot
say
of
that
people,
somebody
though,
that's
right?
emotionally draining is an emotional vampire.
Kind of general.
Yeah.
Don't you have to have, like, specific people in your life that do it to you?
Kind of general.
Yeah.
Don't you have to have, like, specific people in your life that do it to you?
To talk about emotional vampires. Well, not by, like, everybody. If you hear somebody draining, say to talk about emotional vampires.
But I find a lot of people
everybody
emotionally draining.
Like, if you're really stupid, you're
but I find a lot of people emotionally draining.
Like, if you're really stupid,
then
you're emotionally draining.
True.
I don't know. You know, and that may be just me, but I don't know. I don't know what
you
to tell you, Jeff. Well, what's your thoughts on it?
You don't?
Well, what's
my
your thoughts
are
on
that, for the most part, I think, my thoughts are that there's a lot of miserable
for the
people
most part,
out here
I think
in the world. That there's a lot of miserable people out here in the world.
Don't know
that what they want to do
either.
Don't know
with themselves or their life.
What they want to do,
or with themselves
don't
or their life, or
how to
don't
do.
Know
what would make them happy with their life.
So they
how
get
to
stuck
do.
In ruts and
what would make them happy
their
with their
own
life.
Little bubbles.
So they get stuck
you
in
know,
ruts
and become their
the
own little bubbles.
Lord of all they
you know
survey
and become
kind of
the. Lord of all,
and
they
come around
survey.
Them,
then
inside of that bubble,
they see you
and
happy.
You come around
they
them,
they say, "Well, why
then
is that?
Why is this
they
person
see
act like this?
You
why
happy?
Is this person?" They say, "Well, why is that?
Why
does
enjoy
this
life more
act
than
like
me?
This? Why is this
why
person?
Do they, why do things seem easier for
enjoy
them?
Life more than me?
Right?
Why do they?
Why do they?
Why do things seem easier
make
for
me
them?
Feel like I haven't
right?
done anything with myself?
Why do they?
Why do they make me feel like I haven't done anything with myself?
Feel
or
bad?
Why do they make me
what I'm doing?"
With myself.
Feel bad.
And to that I say.
For what I'm doing.
Well,
blame yourself.
Myself.
And to that I
and,
say.
Well, you know,
blame yourself.
You know my favorite little poem. Hmm.
And.
Well, you know my favorite little poem.
I'll go look it up.
Hmm.
The last two lines.
And I'm the William Ernest and I'm the
I'll go look it up.
The last two
the
lines.
The only thing that we're guaranteed
I'm the master of my fate.
Yeah,
I'm the living
in
the United States.
The only thing that we're guaranteed
you know, we have this constitution
in living in
the United States
on anyway.
you know, we have this constitution
the
which
whole
constantly infringe on anyway.
The whole
and,
foundation
you know,
of that constitution
and all
the
of our
whole
rights
are
the whole foundation
of that constitution and all of our rights are
it's the pursuit
the right
of happiness.
It's not a guarantee. It's not anything you think
here.
The
pursuit
of happiness. It's not a guarantee.
It's not just the right to pursue it. Your happiness, whatever you think may make you happy. You have the right to pursue it. You can go out there and take it. Whatever you think may make you happy.
Don't sit around there and get it.
You can go out there and take it.
This person has it easier than me.
Don't sit around and say,
why this person has it easier than me.
Or, you know, why is life so okay?
You had one of these curmudgeons on your, was it Twitter or Facebook, and you would just have her around just to follow her.
Because it's so ridiculously depressing. It's like,
because it's
so
ridiculously
depressing.
Someone help me. And then it's, I got a job, I hate it. Someone help me. And then it's, I got a job, but I hate it.
I keep a collection of people in so many levels. But I keep a collection of people that
on so many levels
are just so sad and upsetting.
Keep a collection of people that be a better person.
Are just so sad and
literally
lifts
me up inspires me a better person.
I see how pathetic they are. Like it literally lifts me up and inspires me when I see.
So you're using them as a stepping tool in your life. So you're using them as a stepping stool in your life, is what you're saying.
They're like your own personal fail blog?
Yes.
Sure. Yep. Sure. They're like your own personal fail blog?
I think they're pathetic because, you know, you don't make
it's not that I think they're pathetic
They're just serving a different purpose than what they think they're doing. But I mean,
that is the best way to put it, I guess.
That's kind of bad.
I mean, right? I mean,
don't you feel bad for having
kind of bad
this collection
right?
of curmudgeons and don't you feel bad for having
useful idiots around
this collection
just
of curmudgeons and
later
and say
and, useful idiots around
because I don't
just
mock
to point
them
at them
or
later
or
and say
point them out or
because
anything
I don't
like that.
I don't say anything to them.
Frankly,
or, you know,
from their perspective, I'm probably anything like that. I don't say anything to them.
From
their
yeah.
perspective,
okay.
I'm probably
that's all I am to them.
Okay? That's all I am.
Look at their little profile and
every
say,
personal
oh
thing
my
for
God.
Me.
Okay?
Really?
I look
if
at their profile
like that,
I am doing something
my
wrong.
God.
Really?
If
I ever sound like that, I am doing something wrong.
I think to myself, let's say one of the girls
this behavior before
where I think to myself,
to
let's say one of the guys,
I'm going to
give one fiction, but let's say one of
the I don't
names
even want to go that far.
Like, I definitely don't pay attention, but let's say one of the names is,
and, like, I'll catch myself saying something and be like, oh my God,
it's like a moment of clarity, right? It's like a moment of clarity, right?
I feel so sally.
I'm like, God, I'm so sorry for myself. I
feel so sally.
What's weird is this girl doesn't even know it's this one that I've taken up.
What's weird is this girl doesn't even know
this one that I've taken up. Doesn't even know the impact that she has on me.
No clue.
Right? Just literally,
we've met like 3 times.
Years ago, by the way, too.
Right.
This is literally her Facebook stuff.
4 years ago.
Years ago, by the way, too.
This is like 4 years ago.
There's nothing I'm aiming to get out of this. I don't want to hang out with her. I don't want to go.
There's nothing I'm aiming to get out of this. I don't want to hang out with her. I don't want to go do anything. I just want to continue.
Yo, Karma, put something nice in there, too, in the chat room. Talking about
Karma,
the person
put
that
something
that
is
in there, too, in the chat room.
Talking about
the person that
post 200 motivation caption pics, you know.
Post 200 motivational
caption pics,
you know. You know, that's
to project
that's something true too. You know, I get so sick
of
that stuff too on Facebook.
You know, that's,
you know. And
that's something true too. You know, I get so sick
of that stuff too on Facebook.
Why don't
you
tell our loyal fan base? Why don't
you
tell who you decided to unfriend and block? Who you decided to unfriend?
I unfriended and blocked Nicole, by the way.
You?
Yeah.
It's horrible.
No idea.
I unfriended and blocked Nicole, by the way.
None. I've never said anything.
No idea why
he did this, by the way. None. I've never said anything. thing about his Facebook. I don't even talk to him on Facebook. Frankly, the only people I... I don't even talk to him stuff about my kid. Frankly, the only people I post very generic stuff about my kid. It's about
a little bit. Just a little.
Sometimes
yeah, you know what? I really don't.
A little bit. I do vent.
Just a little.
I do vent. But like
yeah,
I said,
you know
nobody
what?
Vents
I really
like
me.
You know,
and one of my buddies was like,
I do vent, but like I said, nobody
right
vents like
that.
Me,
you
know?
And one of my buddies was like, God damn,
you gotta
right
have a vent
that,
somewhere,
you know?
Eventually, right?
So,
yeah.
You know, you gotta have a vent
the Matrix
somewhere
on demand.
Eventually, right?
OS.
You make me want to
Were you
puke.
Seriously watching The Matrix on demand?
The Matrix makes
me
want to
puke.
Puke.
Actually, I've seen it a million times.
The Matrix makes me want to puke.
Actually, I've seen it a million times.
I was just in the midst pregnant people.
Yeah.
That is
true.
Maybe crazy things pregnant people.
So, yeah, I mean, those kind of individuals out there.
That is true.
The, so, yeah, I mean, those kind of individuals
yeah,
out there.
The, I feel you on that. When I, I have a couple of people that all they do is post motivational stuff. The problem is I can't even unfriend those folks. I have a couple people that all they do is post motivational stuff. The problem is I can't even unfriend those folks.
That and all the political nonsense right now. That good stuff.
I quit.
Your candidate's the devil.
I posted like 2 years ago.
That good stuff. I quit.
I think I posted like 2 years ago and like 48 people.
And of course the get informed posts, right?
Yeah. You don't know anything.
You're an idiot.
And of course the get informed posts, right?
You
don't know anything. You're an idiot.
This
is what they're trying to tell you.
I've got people constantly killed.
I'm not going to argue with you.
I've got people constantly killed.
I do vote, but I'm not going to argue with you. Whoever wins that argument is like...
That is for damn
anyway,
sure.
At least you don't have a husband that blocks you. Anyway, at least you don't have
reasons
we're still not sure of at this point.
Well, you know, I'm punishing everyone else in my life, so I'm busy punishing everyone else in my life. So
thank you. I appreciate it. Ah, yes.
That's what I do.
What should we call these people that I keep around? My harem of demotivated people.
The demotivated motivational people.
Yes.
The demotivated motivational people. DMM. DMMP. DMM. DMMP.
One of my freaks, particularly, I'm just like gonna her call because, one of my freaks, particularly like her because the only way I could describe this is I love the victim role. She likes
perceives.
She loves the victim role. She likes to be a victim.
But you know what? I mean,
do you know anybody like
sometimes
this?
You are the victim of.
That, like,
yeah,
to
but you know what? I mean. Sometimes you are the victim of.
I'm not talking about somebody
people,
that lifts, you know, like, oh my god, those chances.
I mean,
like, I was drunk driving and killed somebody. You know, like, oh my god, the world hates me. I was drunk driving and killed somebody. The world hates me. Pretty clearly your fault.
Yeah.
And you could have changed the outcome of something. But it's pretty clearly your fault. And you could have changed the outcome of You're just like, yeah, but it's everybody.
That's awfully judgmental, don't you think?
No.
Yeah, but that's awfully judgmental, don't you think?
That's true.
I'm the most unbiased person ever.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
That's true.
I'm the most unbiased
person. You gotta have
ever.
A hobby. Yeah?
Uh-huh. I'm also
a hobby is being
you gotta have a hobby.
I'm sorry. I'm also
some people's
chocolate.
A hobby is being judgmental.
I had to.
It can't be helped.
Excuse me for eating chocolate. It could guess what starts, Chip, in just a few short weeks. But guess what starts, Chip,
I don't know.
In just you a few short weeks.
I have to show you this.
I don't know.
From Laughing Squid.
Go ahead.
Walking Dead.
I have to show you this.
Tell us all about it.
But go ahead. Walking Dead.
This season because we're bringing the prison into
Tell us all about
you
it.
You want to talk about something I like, it's
we're
zombies.
This season because we're bringing the prison.
You want to talk about something I like, it's zombies.
They scare the crap out of
me. Prison sex?
Not so much. They scare the crap out of me.
It's a tool sex, by the way. It's a tool sex, by the way.
So, the season finale of Hell's Kitchen was on tonight, so hopefully our DVR is not screwed. So,
I'm pretty sure it's in the business of screwing us regularly now. But did you see the link I sent you?
I'm pretty sure it's
in the business of screwing us regularly now.
Well, you need to look,
but
because
did you see the link I sent you in Skype?
You see it?
I did not.
Well, you need to look because you are going to pee your pants when you see it.
Game of Thrones fans as well, which doesn't come back till next year.
Didn't talk about it. But
Game of Thrones fans.
Go ahead and click
well,
it. Click it.
Doesn't come back till next year. Okay.
I don't know what a vinyl thing is.
Go ahead and click it. Click it.
Yeah. Have you ever seen?
I don't
the
know
GIMP
what a vinyl thing is.
Fiction?
Do you? No. No. A vinyl figure.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the GIMP from Pulp Fiction?
Did you click the thing?
No. A vinyl figure.
Vinyl he was wearing. Yeah. It's still loading.
No. Did you click the thing?
Yay, Apple.
It was latex, not vinyl. He was wearing.
You're
yeah.
Terrible.
It's still loading. I'm downloading.
No. Yay, Apple.
No, of course. Porn.
You're terrible.
I'm downloading things.
Of course.
No, pregnant girls
porn.
Need love, too. I'm just saying. A little bit. No, pregnant girls need love, too.
Carmen. It really was kind of dragging, I thought, Walking Dead. Yeah, Carmen. It really was kind of dragging. I hated
stupid old man.
They Carl
and
awesome
not
people.
Carl,
and I,
Carl's the kid.
I hated
the old
band.
Old man,
good.
Carl
or not
Carl.
Carl's the kid. But yeah, the old man finally
not
died.
Herschel, but
just good.
You know, the guy with the floppy
not,
hat that was a weirdo and creepy.
Not Herschel, but you know the guy with the floppy hat that was a weirdo and creepy.
Oh my God!
It finally opened, folks.
Oh my God!
LaughingSquid.com. And it finally opened, folks. And it's on GameOfThrones.com.
Vinyl
and if you
oh my God,
there,
Game of Thrones.
Look up
figures.
Game of Thrones.
I know, I finally
like
seeing that one.
Khaleesi, Game of Thrones,
Khaleesi. I know, I
Walker
figured you like seeing
blue
that
one.
One.
I love Khaleesi.
Blue Beast.
Look at the White Walker
one.
It's like a blue one.
I want
one.
The Khaleesi one.
Look at the Khal Drago one.
Blue Beast.
You need to buy me Khaleesi. I want the Khaleesi one.
I know.
Look at the Khal Drago one.
Guaranteed.
You need to buy me Khaleesi for Christmas.
I know when I saw it. I pretty much guaranteed.
She is
my favorite
in the whole Game of Thrones series. That's my favorite. I love you, Khaleesi. She is my favorite in the game of whole Game of Thrones.
I like her.
Daenerys Targaryen.
The Khaleesi one. I don't know why.
That's her real name. The Khaleesi is actually
Daenerys Targaryen. The reason
she got that nickname is because she married that guy.
That's her real name. The Khaleesi is actually the reason she got
that nickname is
because
she married that guy.
You know what I'm talking about.
The, you know, the Targaryen name is
the
one that's
going
to take the throne, too.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah,
and that's
Targaryen
not going to happen until
the series
books is over. It'll be
at
the very end. Yeah, eventually. And that's not going to happen until this series books is over. It'll be at the very end.
Yeah, evidently they
end
the dragon out the Lannisters.
Or she does. Big surprise. She's the only one with dragons.
Yeah, evidently they end up
no one knows how to kill them. Or she does. Big
surprise.
She's the only one with
dragons.
And no one knows how to kill them, so.
They killed dragons, even his babies kick some butt.
No, they killed that
creepy
warlock guy.
They killed, well, he was like a
bunch
warlock.
Of dudes as babies. Yeah. So
no, they killed that
yeah,
creepy warlock
they're
guy.
Pretty, they're pretty,
well, he was like a warlock
bamf
as babies.
Yeah.
Way to leave a couple, but yeah, they're pretty, they're pretty
like the white
bamf as babies. Way to leave a
white walker.
I like the white walker.
But yeah, sorry about that. Walking Dead,
White
Walker premieres October 14th. Clarification. But yeah, sorry about that. Walking Dead, Tom Samir, October 14th.
clarification.
Yeah. I actually did,
and like I said, this would be a pretty big
escape run.
I actually
Saturday,
if y'all would believe this,
because
I did a zombie
physical
escape
run
is not
this past Saturday
fit right now,
because
actually a
my
zombie
physical
doing
condition
is not
actually
kind of physically draining.
Right
but
now,
it was kind of cool because our job was basically to steal flags from the racers.
Kind of physically draining.
And
it was kind of cool because our job was basically to steal flags from the racers. And,
but
the best moment of this entire race for me, okay?
There's a horde of us, and we all kind of step to the side. He goes, I got two words for you guys, double tap.
I was like, we're like, he goes, I got two words for you guys, good luck, double tap. I was like, we're really intimidated, see you later, good luck, I had like a funny strategy, but I am proud to say a woman fell in front of me, and I did take one of her flags.
He was slow,
and then a little 7-year old.
I took two of them. And that's what would happen in the zombie world.
The people on the team were yelling at me, leave the kid alone.
Nice.
The kid is weak.
Teach him, right? Teach him.
He needs to learn the ways of the real
Speaking
world.
Speaking of Walking Dead, teach him, right? They're talking about how in this season they're
Wolverine's going to be going to Japan to fight the Silver Samurai. Really, to be honest, I don't understand how
he won't die.
You can put anybody up against
Wolverine.
Can't even
cut his head off.
Now.
He's
going to kill you.
Magneto.
So. He won't die. Yeah.
Okay.
You can't even cut his head off now either.
I guess
Magneto.
I guess Magneto
could pull him apart.
Yeah.
And call it a day.
How do they not run into each other all the time?
You know? But then again,
Wolverine's got to stay away from him.
But then again,
I don't even want to know this guy exists, okay?
Unless you control metal.
I don't even want to know this guy exists, okay?
I'm out of here.
Control metal. If you can control metal, let's avoid each other.
I didn't know this, but it kind of looks interesting, and I'm not even a Star Trek fan, because I think you guys are geeks on the hierarchy of geeks. I'm on the Star Wars end, but it looks like some, they're putting out stuff on the web, Star Trek Renegades is what it's called, Teaser. It's like a web movie
stuff,
I guess it's called, Nicole.
Sounds good enough.
Okay. And it looks like what's going on.
Sounds good enough.
It shows everybody's favorite
what's going on.
Crew member Chekhov here.
It shows
everybody's
favorite old man. Well, crew member is an old man here.
So it shows him as an old man, but he's supposedly
an
like
old man.
An admiral now.
Well, he really is an old man.
So it shows him as an old man, but he's supposedly like
an admiral now.
And split up and
basically destroyed
and all that good
stuff.
And stuff
and
is all
out and do their own things. I don't know. I'm not
split up and
it just shows him
destroyed and all that good
stuff. Clowns
go out and do their own things. I don't know. I'm not
Voyager, but it just shows him and
some other clowns,
the other series that were out there.
Voyager and Enterprise.
He's basically
and the other series that were out there.
Crew.
To
he's basically putting together a different crew.
Like, I don't know
to Star Trek
to
Terror
or something like that.
Stuff.
I don't get it.
Lot of like,
but it looks
kind of
cool. But it
like,
says it's about Star Trek terrorists or something
it's
like
supposed
that.
Supposed to.
But it looks kind of cool. But it says
it's
about,
it says Renegades will depart. Will be a departure from previous treks, delving into the dark side of the human psyche.
It says Renegades will depart. Will be a departure from
previous
treks, delving into the dark side of the human psyche, pushing our heroes to limits, forcing them to carry out actions that they would never have.
Rules
have
changed,
and realizing they may be the last hope to save the Federation.
Yep.
Yum.
Rules have changed, and realizing they may be the last hope to save the Federation.
Get a new pair of pants on, I guess.
It sounds like Geek Heaven.
I don't think I've ever seen
any Star Trek. A new pair of pants
ever.
On, I guess. Eh, it's not bad. I mean, I'll watch
I don't think
movies.
I've ever seen any Star Trek
episodes.
Nah,
not
ever.
So much. Eh, it's not bad. I mean, I'll watch the movies.
My parents have been running
episodes
about
nah,
any of it.
So
the Trouble with Tribbles was on when I was born.
My parents have been running
jokes
about
episode.
The
yes.
Trouble with Tribbles
the only
was on when I was born,
and
I guess
this
is a Star Trek
episode.
Yes.
That's the only reference I know.
And references from
Futurama. Aside from that, no. All, I almost
I've
forgot
seen a lot of Futurama, but
an American
from
Horror
that, Nick,
Story is coming back.
All,
on,
I almost forgot. An American Horror
me.
Story is coming
Why
back.
Why
does
that upset you?
It just is pointless. You just you already did it. I don't want to see you do it again. You know,
Why does that
it
upset
just,
you?
It, no, just, it was pointless. You just
you
already did
now,
it. I don't want to see you do it again. You know, it just. Great. Who's going to die and be a part of the
now
house?
There'll
be
no family
this
coming house. In now.
This house is great. Who's
going
to die and be a part of the house? There'll be no end to this stupidness.
There'll be good people
in
this house
just
keep
sucking up
Except
people.
Now it'll get more complex because you won't
There'll be good
so
people and bad
sorry,
people
but
in
it scares the
Except
crap.
Now it'll get more complex
well,
you because
won't
you won't get
so much of
the
new
people
that
are in
I'm sorry, but it scares
right?
the crap.
You won't get so much of the new family moved
well,
in.
You won't get so much of the new people that are in
the old family that's now ghosts
right.
living
You won't
in
get
there
so much of
the
new
family
moves
in. And then you got to figure out who the old people are.
The old family that's
now
ghosts living
in there
with
the other bad ghosts. And then you got to figure out who the old people are.
It's going to be a ton of, like,
ghosts in there. It's just...
And backstory fest.
You know, it's going to be a ton of, like, flashback episodes.
Yeah, I remember...
And backstory fest.
We were up
you know,
in Indiana.
That show freaked me out. I remember.
I think it was either Thanksgiving or
Christmas, one of the two.
We were up in Indiana.
I was watching.
I don't remember when I was up there.
I think it was either Thanksgiving or
Christmas.
Story with two.
You're in
I was watching,
yeah.
and we had to wait. For
I was
your
watching
to go to bed.
American Horror Story.
Thought it was
Your Auntie.
She and we had to wait for your grandma to go to bed.
She's like, I'm not watching
your
that shit.
Thought it was scary.
We had to wait for her to go to bed.
She's like, I'm not watching that shit.
Oh, I can't watch that before I go to bed.
Yeah,
wait
I'm
for
not
her to go to bed
that.
To watch it. And then,
oh, I can't watch that
Auntie
before I go to bed.
Yeah, I'm not watching that.
Yes, yes.
And then, me and your Auntie, you
can't
watch
go to bed
it
besides
after she went
anything
to bed.
But Wheel of Fortune. Yes, yes. So.
Wheel of Fortune is very calming.
She can't go to bed besides anything but
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune is very calming.
It was very calming.
And then it's
calming,
dead by
but I remember we watched like 8 episodes of that show.
It was very calming.
Like,
just calming,
but I remember we watched
boom,
like
8
episodes
I don't know why.
Of that show on demand.
Like, just going through
know,
the whole season.
Boom, boom, boom.
Days
I don't know why.
Go on forever.
It was one of those, you know, Thanksgiving
days.
Today's starting to
feel like fall.
Go on forever.
Here in North Carolina, it's kind of getting cold.
Today's
it
starting
it
to
is.
Feel like fall here in North
I'm
Carolina.
I'm
kind of
okay with it, but it
kind of
makes me a little bit depressed too when it's cold outside.
I don't know.
I'm kind of okay with it, but it kind of makes me a little bit
but
depressed.
But at least pumpkin
crap
outside.
Is here to stay now.
I love pumpkins.
Crap.
I go both ways. But at
oh,
least pumpkin
food,
crap
food
is here to stay now.
Pumpkin everything.
I love pumpkins.
Dunkin' has pumpkin coffee and pumpkin donuts.
Pumpkin
every gas station has pumpkin coffee.
Dunkin'
has
pumpkin
coffee and pumpkin donuts.
I know.
A gas station has pumpkin coffee.
I could eat like seven of them. Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pumpkin because it's 57 degrees there
chili.
Now.
Yes.
Pumpkin cheesecake,
chili.
Yes, is always a winner.
It's chili.
How can you hate that?
Pumpkin cheesecake, yes, is always a winner. Right?
I
How can
hate
you hate that? How can you hate
hey, you know what started this week?
What?
Fantasy right? football.
I hate cheesequake.
Oh. Hey, you know what started
my quest
this week?
To win the what? Chesterton
Fantasy Football League. One more time. My quest to win the Chesterton Football League.
It'll be a nice little
one
payday.
One more time.
So how did you do so far?
It'll be a nice little payday, huh?
In the history of the league?
Yeah. So how did you
I've
do
come
so
in third
far?
Once. In the history of the league?
No.
Because everything...
I've
come in third
year
once.
So far.
Huh?
No,
because everything
this year so far, how have we done in the game?
I don't know. We'll find out after tonight.
This year so far, how have we done in the first game?
I don't know.
I'm in
four
we'll
different
out after
leagues,
tonight.
So, you know, if I can get a win,
that's
they're not
difficult.
My first win. I'm in four different leagues,
it's
going to
be difficult
you know,
to manage all the leagues.
It's difficult.
Because I don't know what the heck's going on half the time,
it's
and
be
I think that'll be
to
manage all the leagues. Because I don't know what the heck's going on half the time, and I think that'll be my downfall this year. Yeah. I'm in three.
So you're in the slew of leagues besides the major money one, right?
Three of my four
yeah.
are money.
I'm in three other ones, two of which are involved with money.
Three of my four are money.
I forgot to mention
yes.
earlier in the show, dang it, when we first started, but I was the guest on.
And
I forgot to mention earlier in the show, dang it, when we first started, but I was the guest
with,
on
Donnie Eatman and.
On a show called The Communication
Room.
And
with
Donnie Eatman
and. So.
I got to go
Chuck
on Sanisburg
and talk about
and
the show,
their
and
friend
Mustard
and
Seed,
all that good
stuff.
So
for
I got
2 hours
on Saturday
morning
and talk about
so
the show,
get out there and check out
and
the archive
of
for 2 hours on Saturday
room,
morning.
The communication room
so
comes on
get
at
out there and check
eight
out the archive
every day.
The communication
so
room.
The communication room comes
Saturday
on at 11 a.m.
If you're lucky. Every
when you
day,
listen, you'll
so
hear
I had
our
to
son
wake up on a Saturday and
buck wild.
If you're lucky, when you listen,
yeah,
you'll get to hear our son running buck wild.
I was not able to participate in the internet.
Basically,
I was with Ed. I was not able to.
He knows when you're distracted,
able to
and he will make you
in
pay.
The interview because I was he with does. That zombie run that I mentioned.
He
makes
all.
You pay for it.
He knows
I
when you're distracted, and he will make you pay.
He does.
Yeah, I
keep up
a majority of everything upstairs, but I just
papers everywhere.
Yeah, I got a majority of everything upstairs, but I just...
Besides,
you know,
a lot of those papers you could throw out.
That's you. I got
yeah.
everything else.
True.
You know? Besides, a lot of those papers you could throw out.
I think
let's
we're about
it.
Up on break,
yeah.
right?
Yes, we are.
You know?
They're telling us to take a break. It's all right.
I think we're about up on
it's,
break, right?
Top of the hour.
Yes, we are here.
They're telling us to take
which
a break.
Is very soon. So...
Within
that's
seconds,
evidently.
So, you know, visit us
here.
At mindcemetery.com,
mindcemetery.net.
Within seconds, evidently. So, you know,
follow
visit
us
on
at mindcemetery.com
and Twitter,
mindcemetery.net.
Mindcemetery. Do not friend me
follow
or
us on
Nicole.
Facebook and Twitter.
Don't answer that request. We're
not
mindcemetery.
Like
do not
page,
friend me
okay.
or Nicole.
And if I ask for that request, we're not being
because
jerks.
I just like
really don't
page,
know you,
okay.
then don't be mad.
And if I've befriended you,
be happy.
Because I really don't know you, then don't
and that's
be mad.
For the first time, next hour,
be happy.
We'll be back to discuss.
And that's us
for the first hour.
Alien
next hour,
blood type
we will be back.
Survey.
To I want to hear what's going on with that.
The alien blood type.
What's the story with that?
I want to hear what's going on with that.
Because I talk about it a lot
because I really think it's one of the most interesting.
The story with that.
And
because I talk about it a lot
because I
really
think it's one of the most interesting things that's going on. And
take
us
away, Joe.
In a very long time.
We will join you again
here
in about 5-10 minutes.
Take
us
away, Joe.
And
we will join you
well,
again here in about 5-10 minutes or so, 10 minutes. And, well, just keep listening, would you?
It makes it easier.
My new radio Hi, everybody, show this is Erica Gedge, and I want to invite you to
Friday
my new radio show called The Galactic
Network.
Connection.
That's called the UFO
so, yes, Friday
Paranormal
night
Radio
on
Network.
The network.
And it's going to be about 8
called
o'clock.
The UFO Paranormal Radio
Pacific.
Network.
9 o'clock.
And it's going to be about 8 o'clock.
Central and 11
Pacific.
O'clock Eastern Time.
9 o'clock Mountain.
And
10 o'clock Central and 11 o'clock
and
Eastern
all the information
Time.
On
and you can find out all the scheduling and all the information on how to contact me as well as be a guest on the show and listen to the archives. One thing I want to mention real quick is, before the show, you have to, if you want to listen to a live show, you have to get the Paltalk Messenger, and it's really quick to download, and all the information is on the website on how to do it. And you basically go in and you can choose two options. One that gives you free software with it. And if you don't want that, just look below it and you'll have the option just to get the messenger. But to get the messenger and set up everything, and it's a really quick setup. You find the room, and it says how to do that on the website. Find the room and add the favorites, and you never have to look for it again. And every time that you want to listen to any of the network shows, you just open up your PalTalk Messenger and you click on the room, and every show is there all day long.
Please, and I hope really fun for
a live show, so don't miss out. Please, and I hope to really see you there.
Undercover, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, with your host, Joe Montaldo, right here on the Paranormal Radio Network.
Light up your night with the Kevin Smith Show. Hi, this is Kevin Smith. Join me Monday through Friday right here on the Paranormal Radio Network.
Oh, 504.
The phone lines are open, and the number is 504.
You can ask our guests
273-7379. You can ask our guests any of your questions or give us feedback.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook,
and visit our website, mindcemetery.com, for shows, news, and blogs.
Right now.
Nice. Thank you. Welcome back to Mind Cemetery. You can find us at mindcemetery.net, mindcemetery.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Facebook and Twitter, Mind Cemetery.
You can find us at mindcemetery.net, mindcemetery.com. Follow the Twitter and Twitter, Mind Cemetery. Like the fan page for Mind Cemetery. Follow the Twitter feed, all kinds of information,
stuff
like that.
That weird news,
everybody
loves so much,
and all kinds
and
of good stuff
we have
that for us.
Yeah,
everybody loves so much.
At the end of last hour,
what else do we have for us?
Yeah, I mentioned at the end of last hour,
just started up this hour.
I was on the communication room
show that just started up in
last
11 a.m.
called the communication room
that I would try .com
at 11 a.m.
It hosts Donnie
Communication Room.
Charles Stansberg.
Google it.
It hosts Donnie Ufon
and Charles Stansberg
out of Texas.
Stansberg, who is a Mufon,
I don't know,
director out of Texas.
Director, but yeah, he's the director of a whole lot of counties out there
in
Texas because they split it up.
Yeah, he's the director of a whole lot of counties out there.
Texas,
he is now. He just got
so
done telling me that he's now
and,
on the circuit. So
they,
he's moving
he
on up like
now,
George Jefferson.
He just got done telling me that he's now on the circuit.
So
he's moving on up like George Jefferson.
We talked about
a lot of things
and
actually.
What did we talk about?
We talked about
and all that good stuff.
A lot of things
about the show.
Why I started doing it.
Got into my own
experiences, my own paranormal
experiences.
A lot about the show and why I
started
doing
my investigative
in
my own paranormal experiences.
The personal ones, not
my
last.
Now my investigative ended ones,
I didn't even get into that.
Of,
I think I only spent like the
possible
last
alien
10 to 15 minutes talking about any
to,
of Karis and
possible alien
abduction stuff.
I said I've talked to
if it's real.
I don't
know if I want it to be real.
Sasha about
so you know if it's real. I don't know if I want it to be real. And
you know one man
and a lot of people get
paralysis.
So
you know,
utter
one man's abductions, another
episode,
man's sleep paralysis.
Who knows?
And,
utter
so I talked about that
for a little
episode.
While.
So,
who knows?
And,
so
in this
so
hour,
I talked
Nicole,
about
that
for a little while.
Yeah, I'm here.
Fantastic.
So in this hour, Nicole, you back?
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm here.
Fantastic.
Thanks
for
making
this time.
You're welcome. No problem.
Thanks for making
the
show.
This hour, I had brought Joe in because I always.
This hour
Joe
I had brought Joe in
founding
because
father
I
of
always,
UFO Paranormal Radio Network.
That's Joe Montaldo, by the way, Flint,
president,
the
founding
and
father
CEO
of UFO Paranormal Radio Network,
and
president and CEO and client of ICAR.
There you go.
He's everything to UFO research that you'd like to be, folks.
There you go.
He's everything to UFO research that you'd like to be, folks.
Game and how it should be done. And
he's definitely Charles was talking about.
Game
the,
and changing how it should be done.
His involvement with Star Team and how they're starting to get
Charles
into
Charles was talking about the
stuff too.
Thought,
his involvement
well,
with Star Team
the ball
and how they're
game.
Starting to get into
that
production stuff too.
We'll
and I thought, well,
move on
welcome to the ball game.
If not, leave it there.
Part move on.
So
but,
try to keep so
the move
on. So
when I go on to a lot of these shows, Joe,
I always talk about your
when I go on to a lot of these shows, Joe,
I
always talk about
because
blood
something that. For whatever reason,
your blood type study.
I've
because
never heard it done before, or even attempted to be done.
For whatever reason,
and I always talk about.
I've never
green
heard it done before.
And the Rh negative,
done.
And I always talk about the green eyes and the Rh negative.
I think I've already discussed that.
Because
you know, my grandmother had copper eyes. My mother has green eyes.
I think I've already
got done saying that. You know, my grandmother had copper eyes. My mother has
green eyes.
Right now,
saying that.
You know,
there's one piece of the
our
puzzle
son is
for
you, green eyes
is
right
positive.
Now, so,
all right, well,
you know, there's one piece of the puzzle
he's
for you.
He's not negative,
yeah,
he's
no,
positive.
I didn't screw that up.
Well,
if it wasn't positive, my body would kill him.
Yeah, no, I didn't screw that up. If it wasn't positive, my body would kill him.
Yeah,
she
would
have had any Dinnigan BGB vaccination session with her child. That's what a vaccination for that. But they say they don't know why we're evolving pathway or how we're evolving.
But they say
they don't know why we're evolving. Just like they don't know where
Rh negative gene
came from. They don't have no clue where Rh negative came from.
Just like they don't know where Rh negative gene came from.
All they'll tell you is somewhere
they don't have no clue where Rh negative came from.
Not even a little
reason.
All they'll tell you is that you decide 25 and 35,000 is negative. For some reason,
it's weird that
you decide we need to
call
it
negative.
It's weird to think that if you assume, because like especially way back when, come about that the mother's body is in a fight. Especially way back when, how is that the mother's body is going to be negative unless they evolve it.
The negative factor. How is anybody born with the Rh negative unless they evolve it after?
It should never happen. Rh negative because frankly, study science it should never happen. You know, it should never be Rh negative because frankly, it's against nature. It just wasn't going to happen. And I said nature would not naturally selected to do that, and why it just wasn't going to happen. And they said nature would not have naturally selected to do that, and well,
arguable. I mean, that there are some advantages
for the human race.
Negative strains, that is the pure blood.
It's arguable. I mean, that there are some advantages to the Rh negative strains. That is the pure blood type. It's definitely Rh negative.
Rh is
actually the purest blood type you can find on the planet.
Even AB negative
is pure blood type.
It's the purest blood on the planet.
It's the only
even AB negative is not as pure as O negative. It's the purest blood on the planet.
It's the only universal donor.
Someone decided that we needed to have a universal donor.
35,000 years ago,
mind you.
There's
someone decided that we
no one
today
even has a clue
on
our planet.
Why?
The blue, this would just,
okay.
There's no one can answer this. No one today even has a clue why out of the blue this would just,
okay.
Okay,
so I'm AB positive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's the correlation
between
I'm universal recipient?
You know, I don't know a whole lot.
What's but I remember like
what's the correlation between
that kid would always
talk about universal
donor and universal
recipient?
I remember like from high school.
You know why universal donor and universal recipient?
Because it's significant. Well, first off, they stand out from everything else.
Why?
You're lucky. Let's say because it's significant. Well, first off, they stand out from everything else. I mean, you're lucky. Let's say
you're anywhere in the world.
For some reason, your body,
you get cut or you're bleeding, and you need a transfusion.
You need these blasts.
Just
for some reason, your body,
anyone you can say,
okay, I can.
But then, see me,
I am O negative.
Just like O negative,
can you give
anything
else?
You can take
anything else.
But then, see me, I am O negative.
I can only
take
O negative.
I can't
take anything else but O negative.
But it is a doornail.
So how can I be a universal donor? But yet,
I can only take O negative.
Alien field. Everybody wants to tie to the aliens.
May not be true.
And I don't know,
but
you know,
for some reason, alien
field, everyone
Mother Nature decided,
may or may not be true.
Years ago that we
but
had
for some reason, alien God or
Mother
Nature decided 35,000 years ago that we had
too much energy going on inside the population.
Now,
you might have needed to jumpstart our next.
If there was too much
evolution
going on inside the population,
you might have needed to jumpstart
our
next evolution.
Or if you wanted us to be a little bit more evolved,
you would need a little pure blood
so the body could expand and
overall body
could
size.
But I doubt
you would need a little pure blood so the body can expand and grow.
So it could have been for those
negative,
but I doubt it
because I
think
take
natural
evolution
of
mankind, whether A or
I don't mean
whether
negative or positive,
off of
it's going to take
just
going to
be
basically
methodically
going down.
I don't think
seen
the
big offshoots off of it.
There's got to be
reason
maybe
you know
diseases
methodically going down.
We've always been.
There's got to be a reason
what it was that triggered it
because
of
awareness.
Since it's coming
God only knows what it was that triggered it.
Have saved thousands,
in
our
frankness,
thousands of lives.
Since it's coming
out, it would carry one blood type
on an ambulance.
Do you know how many lives they saved that was?
If he had one blood type
on
every
ambulance,
do you know how many lives they saved that way?
They had to carry blood type on everybody,
it was kind of like, and then you came up with negative, and then you gave
it,
it
just would work.
And then when you came up with negative, and you came up with
one along those lines,
when we learned about antibodies
and how they travel inside of
especially
the
systems
and went
along those lines.
And then we learned how
we really
how
did
travel inside of
large
negative systems.
Our science eyes
all over the
place on how to treat
diseases.
I mean,
we really did.
I mean,
it opened
our science eyes
up
all over the place on how to treat diseases, how to
avoid
diseases.
But even then,
I think
given all that
time, if
there
still
be
positive,
there's
got to
be
something.
So
I don't think
that's
why
there has to be a
significant
reason why.
It's got
to
be something
that we need this
mixture
of society, or
evolution
of our
brain
was getting
that we need this mixture
in our society,
or
frankly,
I wasn't there. I would love to
find
out. I would love to find out.
And it was time to
enhance
it.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I would have loved to find out. I would have loved to find out who the first one was.
That's fairly recent, isn't it?
It
could go back more than
That in your 20 years?
That's, yeah, 20 years, I think.
That's fairly recent, isn't it?
I knew that go back more than vaccinated
10 years, 20 years?
Yeah, 20 years,
beginning of pregnancy and then a couple boosters.
I knew that women need to get vaccinated for it, or else you
right in the beginning of pregnancy and then a couple boosters.
But for some reason, in Louisiana, they you don't have to have a blood test on women who are married. But for some reason, in Louisiana, they at least here, you don't have to have a blood test at least here. It seems because for some reason, at least here, I can't speak for but at least here, it seems like a system has caught up. And I asked a doctor about this, one of the doctors who worked with us on this website, and he said, we have no idea. He said, this is like an invasion in the mother. They said, that's how the mother treats own negative. He said, this is like an invasion in the mother. They said, every antibody in the body treats own negative. Or any negative. As an invasion. Every antibody in the body instantly attacks. He said, we have no idea why all of a sudden now our bodies are starting to change to it. It did not one of the things we noticed early on in the blood type
and
study.
And this is a question that made me crazy.
Was South America and Central America.
You know, one of the things we noticed early on in the blood type study
point was
South America and Central America.
Okay, now,
we always were taught that we all migrated
9%
from Africa and went across, you know, up in the
Europe.
We always were taught that we all migrated down in South America and went across, you know, up in Europe.
You would see the same
mixed-use
in Europe, which is
down in South America.
Okay, if that was true, then you would see the same mixed-use in Europe,
which is A, B,
and O. You know, roughly 35%
it is 35% down, 33%
like
this.
That's what you see, or A, B, and O.
And it's where
you get to the Americas,
it's
much
just like it is. If just pockets in the United States, off on the West Coast, down
when
the
you
south,
get to the Americas, it's much different.
There's pockets in the United States, off on the West Coast, down in the South, and then
heavy.
Central America,
heavy.
South America,
60 or 99%.
And then
I know
European
Central America,
South America,
and South America,
99%.
Well, I know who
European came to South America.
I can't think of his name.
I know
they were all over there.
I know
what's his name, who looted all the damn gold for some reason. I can't remember his name.
I know they were all over there.
So what were they
just happened to be?
Pancho Villa.
Oh, when they came over there?
Pancho Villa.
All right, guys. Who was it that came in contact with the Mayans?
If I wouldn't have said anything,
my brain's not functioning.
Come on, I know y'all.
It is his name.
Damn,
if I wouldn't have said anything, okay.
Franz Ferdinand.
No.
What is his name?
Damn, that's just sad.
Franz Ferdinand.
He's the one, you know, with the cannons and stuff.
The conquistadors.
He's the one, you know, with the cannons and stuff.
The conquistadors. Yeah, what was his name?
Wait, Jason.
No, I'm glad that you at least corrected my time frame, because I was always saying 5,000. No, I'm glad that you at least corrected my time frame, because I was always saying 5,000.
It's
between
25
and 35,000, right?
They really don't know. They just know,
for some reason,
they really, really, really don't know. They just also,
what's funny about
for some reason, out of the blue,
a mutation.
Wait, you see, green eyes is also
even an
animal.
Both of this is
RH negative.
Even the scientists say this.
Well, it's not even an evolution.
It's
mutation.
Out of the blue.
Plain and simple, even the scientists say this.
Well, it's not exactly evolution.
So how come green eyes came around at the same time?
Because when you go back
to other places in ancient world,
what
did
anybody talk about?
And India exists, you know, and a few other places
weren't there.
You never heard anybody talk about green.
And for some
years,
and we always know brown and blue makes green.
It just
makes sense to me that, you know,
mom had brown eyes
and
for some
years, and we always know brown and blue makes green. So it makes sense to me that, you know, if your mom had brown eyes and you had blue eyes, you might have green eyes.
And
I didn't see the big there.
But
come to find out,
when the RH negative was introduced, it allowed the mutation of the green eyes.
That when the RH negative was introduced, it allowed the
mutation. Not only are the majority of contactees 50%,
and
here's another weird thing.
Not
only
are the majority of the
O-negative 50%
green eye
and O-negative, come to find out
the majority of the O-negative people on the planet,
it's a wild
not just contactees,
nobody knows why.
Yeah.
It's a wild,
I mean, we're in the 21st century,
nobody knows why.
I mean,
we're in the 21st century.
And as long as I don't bring up UFO stuff with me, it intrigues the hell out of
like,
them.
I don't know, scientists, because I've asked.
And as long as I don't bring up UFO stuff with me,
it intrigues the hell out of them.
And then I sent them to the doctor's website. I don't want to send them to the doctor.
A couple of Tulane professors, and they were like,
to the doctor's website.
And then I sent them to the doctor's website. I don't want to send them to the doctor.
Like 12, 15 of them looking at
them. I sent them to the doctor's website. They were like,
what the hell?
Like 12, 15 of them looking into it right now.
Well,
I'm not telling any of them anything until they start sending their findings back.
And
exactly.
Basically what the two doctors told me and the
professor told me is
they
for South America,
basically what
Central
the two
American
doctors told me and
meaning
and,
that it did not evolve from whatever
they think whatever South America and Central America is an offshoot.
Meaning
and
that it did not evolve,
whatever
evolved out of Africa,
heads
it was a separate offshoot.
Still are, even
and
today.
We knew that one of
the
Toltecs,
the only place in the world that the cranium is shaped different than
ours. Still are, even today.
Everybody else in the world's got
parts of South America,
they're
the only place in the world that the cranium is shaped different than ours is.
And you know, they're
also
the
area where the
basic brain case
found. These people have a slightly different one.
It's
also
in
the area where the Star Trek skull was found.
But they,
but
they do think they're an offshoot.
There's a lot of abnormal things going on down there, apparently.
So now you get what you're going to probably
hear. Yeah, but they do think they're an offshoot
or a separate evolution. So now you can probably hear the next decade
or
something.
We've talked about this a lot.
If ET didn't put us here in God, it was more than likely
spontaneous evolution, meaning that
somebody
ET didn't put us here
and
God didn't put us here.
Somebody
didn't like
it.
What happened
in
South America, probably in North
somebody
America,
got
probably
together
in a few other places.
Somebody got
and
together
you had civilizations
in
North
South
America, probably in North America, probably in India, a few other places
in
those areas.
And you had civilizations
or you had
interbreeding
civilizations.
The only thing that could allow
cavemen sprout
have a healthy population.
Eventually they all met with each other and started interbreeding.
So
the only thing that could allow
two parents
to have a healthy population
if you do any DNA research, you'll find
because there would be so much that
two parents
cannot possibly spawn. 7 billion
children
population
because there would be so many
involved.
Prove all you got to do is watch dog breeding,
even royalty
population,
and you can see how fast and how quickly.
Prove all you got to do is watch dog
causes
even
royalty
population,
and you can see how fast and how quick.
So the
interbreeding causes the degradation of a population.
Why they kept
it's physically impossible.
Anybody does any DNA research will go
here.
Why they kept trying to portray this on students today?
They
all
anybody does any DNA research will go
here.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Once
something
is
printed,
it's a simple thing.
You never want to retract
it.
For some reason,
yeah.
Once
something is
printed,
just
they never want to retract it again.
That's science in general. I had my rant a couple weeks ago against scientists, and that's science in general. The
inability for them to
get outside
their box
and their
constant
worrying about. You know, the inability for them to get outside their box
career
and their
or
worrying about. Grant
their,
that they got and worrying about getting their next grant
their career or their
attached to anything and
grant
that they got and
none of them will make that leap
next grant
and
not
want
to be attached to anything
and that's why you have to sit there
and hide
none of them will make that leap
and hide everything behind
a different website
and that's why you have to sit
there
and hide your stuff
because it's
radioactive
website
you mentioned
that
you
really
get out there and start actually looking at the stuff because it's radioactive as soon as you mentioned what you're really there for
and a lot of the different lectures
when I was young I used to
science, because until like Tulane University or LSU or something, and attend a lot of the different lectures.
I'm
surprised
you have these 10, you know,
professors
up there
talking
over
the direction.
Every time
cells that they
got into, and I
got
like 12
years old.
Within 15 minutes, they resolved the colony.
Every time
it would turn into,
so
got
like
12
years old.
It was curse words.
Within 15 minutes, they resolved the colony.
It was just funny as hell.
And I would have
missed it was curse words being used.
It was just funny as hell.
And I would have
even at 20.
I would go.
I understood as good as my professor did. It's not that
complicated,
but even at 20,
evolution
I understood as good as my professor did. It's not that complicated.
Really
complicated.
Evolution is not
none of this is
real
complicated.
Here,
you know,
professors
believing in God,
okay.
The belief system where you
just
none of this is real complicated.
And
when you
lay it
across,
we're just going to leave that over here.
Say, okay,
and panspermia,
well,
so
this
was where
you get to this point in evolution.
You don't believe in God, so we're just going to leave that over here.
Something's
not
going
to work.
Panspermia
works until
we
get to this point of evolution.
I ask them, you know, where is
it? Oh, wait a minute, something's not going to work.
And then when I say
it's a world,
it's a
booster
signal.
That's
when I always ask them, you know, where is
that
missing link?
Did
you
say
in the States?
I mean,
T.S.
was
saying,
so you're
not
going to know
it's
point blank.
Were you alive then?
And I always like to put a professor
on the
spot.
Did you see any of this? I mean, because
I said,
you're
going to
ask
an
awkward position.
And then I always like to put a professor on the spot.
Do you believe it's possible
to have intelligent life?
Because it puts them in an awkward position.
And everyone
first thing I ask them, do you believe it's possible to have intelligent life?
Once they answer yes,
And that's everyone will answer yes.
Because when you move down the line, you're
once
like, okay,
they answer yes,
there could be life out
that's
there.
That's it, the corner.
Now, knowing that,
because when you move down the line, you're like, okay, well, you said you there could be life out there.
Now, knowing that, it's well within the possibility that life
may have been
more advanced than
it may have visited this planet at one time.
It was a blood type thing.
That's right.
And that may have been the point that it visited.
We just don't know. Same thing with the blood type
thing.
But these days, with NASA's new findings and U.S. Space Agency's findings,
but these days,
with
is
NASA's
there life out there?
And U.S. Space Agency new findings,
shitload of it.
As far as
NASA,
is there life out there? Yeah,
in our own solar system, they're expecting
how much
life
on Mars?
Shitload
of it, according to NASA.
Five or six of the billions.
In our own solar system, they're expecting to find life on Mars.
They're also expecting to find life on
at least five or six of the billions.
They're even expecting to find life on
Jupiter and Saturn.
They're
also expecting to find life further out than that.
Now
they're even expecting to find life on some of the larger asteroids inside the asteroid orbit
and in the Oort cloud.
So what they're basically saying is
in our
little
solar system that has
places.
400 planetoids flying
here,
around,
including
chunks of ice.
So when you transport
the
200 trillion planets
here, not including
estimating this out.
So when you transcribe that against
not only
the 200 trillion
life,
planets,
there's a bunch of
estimating this out.
Point, the real argument is
not only is there life in advance,
when did they just a bunch of?
Why would they want to come?
The point,
the real argument
is out there.
Because when did they come?
This is another
why would they want to come?
It's not so much
if they're out there.
I asked,
By 2200,
there'll be an advanced
by 2400,
we'll be out somewhere around Jupiter.
We'll start
mining the asteroid
colonies and mining.
By 2400,
we'll
be out somewhere around Jupiter.
We'll
have
a base out there.
Colonies and mining facilities.
Probably half
by 2500,
we'll have a base out by
So even a half
probably halfway between here and Pisces
and Jupiter,
which is only 2 light years.
And then after that, probably
so even a half light
speed.
So
in less than a 200-year period, we'll have
and then after that, probably.
So, in less than a 200-year period, we have
explored
all of our solar system.
Well, not all.
500 years we have gone.
At least two neighboring
5,000 years.
In half life,
500 years we have gone out another 10
feet
from
solar system.
We are now
5,000 years.
In half life,
we have gone out
another 5,000
years.
We are now
all the way through.
100,000
years,
cosmos.
We've explored
5,000 years,
200,000 years,
we've explored
our entire galaxy.
100,000 years,
we plan on living at least half a billion
years.
200,000 years, we've explored
which means that we can explore our galaxy.
We plan on living at least
4 billion years.
I don't know about 200,
which means that we can explore our galaxy.
I think that there's life forms out there much older than us.
I don't know about 200
times.
We'll do light speed quarters.
And you think that there's life forms out there much older than us.
Suggest not
that might be able to do light speed or three quarters or older things.
A wormhole technology.
It was so funny because we're not going
to
flattering to say.
And it was so funny because when I thought this was
and
Kate,
that's what he was talking about.
He talked about
type one, type
flattering
with
nation league
stuff.
So it's nice to see guys out there that are
talking about the same thing.
He's
pretty much along the same line.
So it's nice to see guys out there that are scientists.
That are
getting a
galaxy
decent amount of notoriety that are not playing.
And they
get
to talk about
the
possibilities of coming to this planet.
If they were coming, they're not telling anybody.
What do you think the problem is with
colonizing the moon?
I don't want to see some late
Armstrong
up on the moon or some shit like that.
Pretty
moon
shit
like
that.
It
is.
colonize the other side.
You know, I just
that's what
I
kills
look
me.
At my
it's
pretty
like
moon
they,
at
what,
night and know it's good. Colonize the other side.
That's what kills me. It's like why isn't there more? Why aren't there more trips to the moon to at least test this junk out? And then all of a sudden,
nothing.
So
yeah, because you
actually think about we're not going to the moon.
Sorry, there's somebody out there.
According to Neil Armstrong, I have no idea.
Well, yeah. So that's why
I mean, I have seen the thing and I have heard him talk about it.
Well, according to Neil Armstrong,
I don't know.
He said,
not true. I mean, I have seen the thing and I have heard him talk about it.
Yeah,
it was true or not. I don't know where he landed. And there was something about
never
allowed to go back to that time. That was where he originally landed.
And
there was something about one or two times, and that was it. No more going back. It wasn't going back. Sense.
Other than occasional satellites,
and something I don't
know. There's an altitude restriction
on the moon.
Crazy science geek from the
now, there's no atmosphere.
There's an altitude restriction
on the moon.
Satellites
now, there's
no
atmosphere
in the
moon,
but so why is there an altitude restriction? Satellites
now, why would there possibly be a lunar
restriction on the moon?
Now,
why would there possibly be a lunar restriction on the moon?
Fly a probe in the moon. That shit made
I mean,
my
not
mind.
Our probe. What would we have to Brits fly a probe
in
the moon?
And it's
UN enforced.
Fly a probe in the moon. That shit made
my
mind.
That's what I was going to say. There's governing bodies out there for it.
And it's UN really enforced.
I'm like, no.
That's what I was going to say. There's
governing
bodies out there
for it.
You
know, because
there's
no UN enforced.
You could really.
I'm like, no.
You can come in.
That makes not even a.
You know,
because there's no atmosphere in the moon.
You could really do a solar orbit. I mean, you could come in.
Really do some.
You know, if you plotted the course
of
the
300-400
feet off
penetration scans.
And really do some intensive,
even
you know,
that matter coming
in on the surface itself, deep penetration scans.
No, 1 mile,
even
2 miles,
that coming in 1,000 feet.
You gotta kind of wonder what's up with that. That made
no
sense to me.
1 mile, 2 miles,
what the hell?
Actually,
you gotta kind of wonder what's up with that. That made no sense to me.
The first time I heard it, I was like,
and I actually,
it was like the time somebody
asked me the UN,
whatever they call it. I was like.
It was like the time somebody told me NASA
was
in the 12-14. It was
revealed in...
I was like,
Article 12-14.
It was revealed in...
Let me correct myself.
They didn't actually reduce the
Little gray guys running around in your backyard.
There you go.
Or little green guys running around.
You got Whitley Strieber.
Chips are blue, so.
Oy. There you go. They're a trip. And now you got to have some. What do you think?
You got Whitley Strieber.
I follow them. my boyfriend is leaving me.
That are like, oh,
I'm
God.
So devastated.
Honey, you're 16.
My
He's
boyfriend
16.
Is leaving me.
Okay, you really think
I'm so devastated.
Work.
Honey,
you
you're 16.
And not change diapers. Really?
Okay?
You really thought this was going to work?
He wants to go out with his friends and not change diapers. Really?
Not too
bad. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the biggest devastation.
All right.
Not too bad.
I was telling my aunt the other day,
it gets worse.
I just want to be 12.
As he was
older.
That was a good time.
I was telling my aunt the other day, I was like, I just want to be 12 again.
That was a good time.
Yeah, I asked my dad.
I'm all the time. Can I move back in? I don't think we can do the $1 million thing.
That simple.
So, because he knew what was going to happen. And it's not the first time I've heard
that.
A couple other people said, do you have a group? I asked him about taking a few boys under his million dollars. He said, yeah, you don't want to do it.
Hey, I'll trade you a little.
He will not have anything to do with us. And it's not even the first time. This is the best part.
He called him on air twice.
Now, who?
Oh, man. So the whole world can listen to him. It's on Wake Up Europe.
He's
an old
man.
Like,
oh, Randy. Now, who?
Oh, man.
He's very spry. He has many young men.
You know who he reminds me of?
He's very spry for his age. He has many young men.
You know who he reminds me of?
He looks like a name.
Leo Sprinkle with money.
Yeah, I just like the name.
When you hear about Leo, Leo's a nice old guy.
Yeah. What happens?
When you hear about Leo, you start getting crazy. No matter what. Oh, no, actually, I got some
what
guys
happens?
I worked with during the 70s. I got some guys I worked with during the 70s.
Cranky, cantankerous, meal bastard.
Including Bill Nye. I've heard him go on other shows like Richards and other people with way smaller audiences. Why is one thing presentable as evidence and why isn't now? I do agree with extraordinary claim over the White House, there should be extraordinary evidence, especially.
Guys, two or three guys got pictures of UFOs flying over the White House, that's pretty much untouchable in the court of law because now you have anybody's book that would be considered extraordinary evidence and pretty much untouchable in the court of law because now you have videotape. No, they're not. And I witnessed testimony. So what it comes down to is what is really going on? Is it ours? No, they're not. And I would have moved this office government, but definitely, so it is what is really going on? Is it ours?
And I would have moved this office government, but definitely, so it is what has ever found in this old world. is in
they would have all stuff.
Times.
What to me some of the best weapons ever found in this field
is in
there are literally just thousands of accounts of things
right
flying
before, right after
in
an early
and nothing was flying back then. Nothing.
There are literally just thousands of accounts of things flying around in the sky.
Not even any real
and nothing was flying back then. Nothing.
There's
no balloons, no blimps, no planes.
What
are
there?
Not even any really big birds.
One whole
condor.
All in London.
And this is how it
and if it wouldn't have been one in history,
but you got one whole
thing
just took out
all
of them
for 2 days,
and this is well documented in
three different artists went outside
where these things were just floating all around the town for 2 days.
And not
what the hell were they?
Three different artists went outside.
I mean, you can't get away from documenting claims like these.
And they're not even making claims.
What the hell were they?
Actually, what you see in the old thing is
you can't get away from documenting claims like these.
And they're not even making claims.
Actually, what you see in the old thing is they're reporting this as history.
So the thing of it is, there's too much of that.
And then
they've seen it,
and they're reporting
it
as such.
And then there's the ancient hieroglyphs.
So the thing of it is there's too much of that.
And then there's the stuff that goes on now.
And then there's
the ancient hieroglyphs.
Almost identical to the
Egyptians
to have
great
flying saucers in them that match almost identical to what people see
because
they include them
in
the
guy
great guys.
And then 6,000 years ago,
somebody called
in. That's coincidental to a point that,
and then 6,000 years
we're doing radio.
What though?
And I'm not always
coincidental to a point that
I'm not always thinking this all is
going on. What though?
And I'm not always,
it's
like I said, I'm not always thinking
it's
always
just
alien
and all this stuff is,
let's be honest.
Unfortunately, it's us.
Nine different animals.
It's just when you get to the, like, it's
nine different
animals.
Describe them identically.
Nine different
animals.
Got photographs and
even a couple of
nine different
video shots of.
Describe them identically.
Nine different
animals.
About
each animal
got
photographs
and
even a couple of cameras.
German
video shots.
The bridge said it was
nine different animals.
We said it was
the
Italian.
Was
blaming
on
the
you know.
But in the end,
German said it was
the
bridge.
The
father
said it was
the
Italian.
We said it was Japanese and so on and so forth.
But in the end,
it was none of it.
Now, what bothers me about this is,
even
with
manned
drones,
that in 2000,
I mean, unmanned drones,
we can't reproduce.
We still can't.
Even with manned jet drones,
this is what, 70 years
I mean, unmanned drones, jets.
So it makes you wonder what exactly was flying around the sky.
This is what, 70 years later.
And it's even
it makes you wonder what exactly was flying around the sky.
And
pilots
made
even in World War II, they had reported
a very similar thing to this.
So
anything, especially
you know, pilots make great witnesses.
You can bet your ass.
And they're very observant.
They're paying attention to anything, especially
the thing
that
is these guys
are doing
this guy.
You can bet your ass.
No military ever said they're nuts.
The military
ever
said
these guys
are
doing it, and no one
ever said these guys were crazy.
No military ever said they were nuts.
The military believed them wholeheartedly.
Now when you go back and ask
all the military
will
not deny
that.
It's just
at
the time
they thought they were
the military.
Just don't.
Now when you go back and ask, they say, and the military will not deny
that. So anything that can outfly,
they'll tell you
it happened. They just don't know what it was.
They used to fly rings around.
So anything that can outfly the current aircraft
and stop in the front,
they used to fly rings around
and then
the bomb
go back
as they
were
flying
them.
And then stop in the front and keep a steady pace in front of them, and then go back.
I mean, the only things we got that can hover is what?
Helicopters,
Harriers, and the Albatross.
I mean, the only things we got that can hover is what?
Helicopters, Harriers, and the Albatross.
So for me, it's not so much.
You know, we just don't have that kind of technology.
To convince anybody that aliens are visiting.
So for me,
I mean,
it's not so much
research because
nice to tell
there's a need for it.
I'm not here to convince anybody that aliens are visiting your
company.
I do
abduction
research
because
there's
a need for it,
including the three
UFO stuff.
There's enough real hardcore
evidence out there
that says,
including the three government
official government,
even everybody forgets in the 50s and 60s and even into the early
70s.
Even everybody forgets.
In the 50s and 60s, and even into the early 70s,
modern era to
we used to send up jets to chase
these
things.
They were either not born or so young that
see, that's
they didn't hear about
any
modern era.
But this was common practice
because they were either not born or so young.
We used to scramble jets
being UFOs being seen.
This was common practice.
We
still
find the reports
in the Russians or somebody else.
We used to scramble jets
for
UFOs being seen over different cities
because, of course,
somewhere along the line,
the Russians or somebody else.
But we used to do this and we used to do it frequently.
All of a sudden,
somewhere along the line, right after they said Eisenhower.
Went up to
Washington State,
the fact
all
that
of a sudden
something in our airspace,
we
didn't know what it was,
with
Project
we officially acknowledged 900
the fact
that
there
was
something in our airspace,
we
didn't know what it was,
the government said,
well,
yes, we have
900 unexplained accounts,
and
nobody could figure out what it was,
but we're not going to worry about
it. Well, yes, we have had
intrusions
in our airspace 900 times, and we don't know what it is,
but we're not going to worry about it.
I mean, even if
it's
acknowledged,
we
can read the reports
themselves.
Just like they can read the commandment.
This is always
the evidence
even
there
is
acknowledged.
Anybody
can read the
report
themselves.
Just like
the only reason the U.S. government would choose
the evidence is there for some reason we chose
or have an idea.
And the only reason the U.S. government would choose or
is they just all of a sudden wrapped up everything and had an idea of what was going on.
Closing up shop. We're not talking U.S.
They just all of a sudden wrapped up everything.
Not even acknowledging.
Closing up shop. We're not chasing UFOs anymore. We're not taking reports anymore.
Not even acknowledged.
Even though we've got
three different projects that said we've had intrusions.
Even though they've got
three different projects that said we've had intrusions in our airspace.
Either we're going to let the Russians fly around in our airspace or we're not going to care.
So somewhere along the line they decided
to know what it was.
Either we're going to let the Russians fly around in our airspace or we're not going to care.
There's no other reason they would not still be shooting.
They had to know what it was in order not to care.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't just walk away.
There's no other reason they would not still be shooting and throwing out this stuff.
But then, you know, of course, there's
that big
conspiracy
thing
about
there's
a race living here under the ocean or in under the ground.
Of course, there's that big conspiracy thing about one day and said, hey,
there's a race living here under
our planet,
ocean or in under the ground or somewhere. And they just come out one day and say, hey, guys, wait, it's actually our planet. Y'all just ran on top.
I have no idea. That shit always. I don't know what's in the center.
What do you think of that?
On the ground, and as far as, you know, reptilians,
I have no idea.
I've
actually
wondered how.
I don't know what's
400 million years of reptile,
and as far as
things
are
reptilians,
but
I've often wondered how
20 million years
of reptile
and nothing advanced
that
we evolved.
It's
been what 20 million years of apes and we evolved.
That doesn't
even make a little bit of sense.
Come on, 400 million years of evolution.
This is another thing
that
we've
evolved, and all of a sudden,
1 billion years of life on this planet.
And you got to remember,
and this is thing everybody
supposedly
has been 1 billion years of life on this planet.
Now,
okay?
I know you idiots want to believe.
Supposedly,
that,
okay? We're the best.
But we don't know
created here.
We don't know what was
now,
here 300 million.
I know you idiots
want to
believe
that.
Okay?
We don't know if a race
we don't
evolved here and left.
We don't know what was here 300 million years ago.
We don't know
what
was
600
million years ago.
We don't know if a race evolved here and left.
More importantly, 300 million
years ago.
We don't know
who's
got a map.
No
archaeologist
or scientist
argues the fact today
that this
creator is dated.
Without a map,
20 million years old.
No archaeologist or scientist argues
the fact
that
the valley
in
this map is dated.
120 million years old.
20 million years old.
Aerial research map taken of a valley in Russia.
120 million years ago.
By air.
It's enough that even the Russians and the Chinese have started rewriting the history.
It existed 120 million years ago.
Just
it's enough that even the Russians and Chinese have started rewriting their history books over it.
Well,
this American seemed to be holding off
boat
for some reason.
Well, American archaeologists they agreed the maps that old. Nobody argues about the date of this map.
American archaeologists
went and looked at it. They agreed the maps that old. Nobody argues about the date of this map.
But
no one argues about this map.
Okay, no one's arguing about it.
Front page news all the time.
Now,
what bothers me about it
is, okay, no one's arguing that why is old.
Front page news all the time.
I mean, really,
man is supposedly at best
2 million years old.
And I mean, that's if we really,
so
really.
Who was this 120 years old ghost was flying around making maps?
So who was this 120 years old ghost was flying around making
a map, but they knew how to fly.
Somebody had to
answer that.
Not only was there somebody who made a map, but they knew how to fly
about it, and they're all like, look,
I don't know how you can answer that,
and I've talked to several
just like the carbon dating
about
an
armor
thing in
India.
We're not arguing
15,500
years,
just like the carbon dating on
the
Sumerians
were the first known civilization.
India,
16,500
years.
Oh,
wait,
now we got tsunami.
Sumerians were the first known civilization at 16,000
years.
But oh, wait,
now
we
got
off the coast of Cuba.
There
was somewhere
around
15,000, one at 10,000, one at 16,000.
What the hell?
And then we got the pyramids off the coast of Cuba.
So that's why I tell people,
he was talking about ET.
So what the hell?
I mean, is there anything right in
our history?
So that's why I tell people,
he was talking about ET
into it, because
things that may be existing in the past,
we really need to think
every day
they leaped into it, because
our history is much different than we're taught.
The word that our civilization is older,
it's different than what we're taught.
That things were not the way we thought they were.
Our civilization is much older.
This is going to be about the
Bronze Age.
You know,
come on,
that's
not right.
City of 16,000 years
is
going to be
about
the Bronze Age.
They got to get their shit together.
That's not right.
They're saying that pretty sure now that this sunken city off the coast of Cuba is going to end up dating somewhere between
20,000 and 35,000 years
with the currently
which makes it by far the oldest
civilization
on the planet.
Egypt. superseded with the current superseded science.
Exactly.
Science will always be wrong.
With the short gray and the tall gray, do you think, well, I'm pretty much convinced through with the short gray and the tall gray, do you think, well, I'm pretty much convinced nothing but listening to, like, Nigel Kerner,
like a clone and a copy and all
other people that the short gray is nothing but the thoughts and the
like a clone
of a copy
and all that
one body, they just transfer the
and
the thoughts and the memories and all that good stuff from one body to the next.
If you want to go by what the research says, it says one of the things that is a what do you call it? If you want to go by what the research says, it says one of the three footers is a what do you call it? It's a cyborg.
Part gray.
And then there's the next size. But there's another 3 foot gray that's just according to 8 hours.
There's two different sizes.
And then there's the next size is the 5 to 6 foot wide. And then the 7 to 8 foot.
It just seems to be.
There's two different sizes.
Yeah,
well,
I
think there's a class system based on
the
problem with the gray size.
It
just seems to be. It's a little bit more substantial.
But
still, see, the problem with the gray stuff is it's great. And then we've got enough reports now that it's a little bit more circumstantial. But still,
you know,
I have to get a gray to come on and tell me, oh, hey,
you
were screaming. She's not going to believe us.
I can understand that because really, until I had one of those experiences in golf,
I was still where she is.
That's as politely as I can say, because it's really creepy.
That's my language. Matter of fact, I shouldn't say this, four of them, they were that mad at me for that long.
3 years to speak to me again.
And I was like,
yeah, so
I was honest. They were that mad at me for that.
I believe the best way to believe it. See, I don't,
and I was like,
y'all want to believe it. If you don't believe it, the best way to believe it.
See, because I don't, I got a feeling it's for God.
Believe
for
you,
Kate. So you
that
to me,
you
don't
know
the real
thing.
Hey, look,
I'm
believing
it's
for God.
I have an experience.
So
if you don't know the real, it's best to say,
if you think the real,
nobody showed me enough. I haven't had experience.
Or frankly,
there's been enough overwhelming evidence.
If you think the real, it needs to be based on
there's no
experiences.
And I always have a problem.
There's been enough overwhelming evidence to convince.
You should say that people should be allowed to believe.
There's no belief.
They can do it.
And I always have a problem.
It always gets me in trouble. If people believe,
you should say that
people should be allowed to believe. So they can do whatever they want. We live in a free country.
Or your dog.
But if you don't believe, say that to God.
Because it's God spelled backwards.
It's close enough.
Your dog.
Well, I've always wondered that sometimes you still get these weird thoughts in the middle of the night.
It's close enough.
I'm an omnipotent being, so I name myself.
Well, I've always wondered that sometimes you still get these weird thoughts in the middle of the night.
I'm thinking,
I'm
so how could he be omnipotent?
The guy who created the universe, the girl who created the universe, or the thing that created the universe.
I'm thinking
to
myself, how can you be omnipotent?
And all of a sudden,
the guy who created the universe,
the girl who created the universe,
the
thing that created the universe.
And all of a sudden, you do all this creation,
and your name translates into dog.
So,
yeah, that's just one of those
things. You're a really big dog fan, or somebody
screwed everything to that.
I told that, I got thrown out of church because of that one time.
Yeah, that's just one of those things.
A Baptist church,
in which nobody ever thinks about.
I told that, I got thrown out of church because of that one time.
Dog spelled backwards?
A Baptist church.
You sent a
pastor. I asked him,
how come God is dog spelled backwards?
They told me to leave.
Leave.
Why?
You sinner. Leave.
I got thrown out of Catholic
leave.
Church because I asked
they
where
called
God
me a
came
Satanist
from
or something. They told me to leave.
Oh, my.
Then I got thrown out of Catholic Church because
I
asked
where
God
came
from.
I was raised Catholic, unfortunately.
It's reason I'm as messed up as I am.
No,
I mean, but around
that.
I
was raised Catholic, unfortunately.
Yeah, we do.
It's reason I'm as messed up as I am, by the way.
How's that guilt treat?
Real Catholics know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I'm older now. We've been older than
you passed most of that.
How's that guilt treat?
Well, I'll tell you what, though. Like, through my early
30s. I'm older now.
We're
a little bit older. You can get past
everything I did. I felt guilty about.
Even though
I'll tell you what, there was no reason to feel guilty about
shit.
I still did.
Half of everything I did, I felt guilty about.
Even though I do, there was no reason to feel guilty about it.
What do you think?
I used to get mad about that, too.
That's
what the booze
was
going to
feel
about
it.
Why do you think that's where you train from ground up about everything.
You're guilty about everything. Did you take that confession? Spit it out. You shouldn't take that son's bread. Somebody else could be eating.
And she is literally entirely convinced that she's going to hell because she's gay.
She's literally and totally and utterly convinced that she's going to hell because she is gay.
I'm like,
especially
me,
Catholic,
would have
no problem telling him anything.
That's what I'm telling
some of the suits that they've been over the years, they deserve it.
Especially Catholic.
I really think that Catholic is a special hell for Catholic creatures.
And for Pentecostal,
I believe in the Supreme...
Somebody.
Yeah, I hate that a lot of people get tripped up on that kind of thing that you even talk about.
Well, where's God play?
How can he not play?
Like, what do you mean? I said, well, he created the universe.
God
just created his hand. It's like, well, don't you have to have, like, the feminine gene to create? And they're like, what do you mean? I said, well, he created the universe. But he just waved his hand. It's like, well, don't you have to have, like, the feminine gene to create?
Science tells me that now is how the days guys don't do nothing.
I'm thinking that's how it is with the universe. Apparently, I was wrong.
I got to give credit for that.
It's just... with the county
is
there some
squat stupid
bullshit education.
I felt like a damn dog some days.
And I gotta say, every now and then, I used to like midnight mass on Christmas. Not so much for the religious.
But I gotta say, every now and then, I used to like to go to midnight mass on Christmas. Not so much for the religious experience, but.
It's done in a very old cathedral, man. It's really pretty ceremonial.
The person who sent me that idea,
I don't believe like y'all crazy Christians do. That's all.
I don't think it's the universe the way we do. We're kind of like little neon ants in the grand scheme of things.
And
then I got that other
created universe. What do we really have in common?
Wait a minute.
Let's be honest.
I said, you tell me we're not supposed to have egos.
And then I got that other
problem.
Worship
that
and follow us. Chip, you usually are the first to be voted for no confidence on your account.
Things happen.
That was cool, man. You know he's never done that before, ever.
Well, you know, things happen.
Obama's worth $4 million. I'm not going to take that away from him. Obama's a great social president. I'm not going to take that away from him. If y'all wouldn't have forced him into letting him spend 8 years, that's like most normal candidates. And if y'all wouldn't have forced him into this and let him spend 8 years in the Senate like most normal cannabis did, he would have been a good president.
Because we'd all move.
We needed somebody.
I mean, come on.
You're right, because we couldn't have Sarah Palin on.
Shut up.
Because we'd all move.
No.
Russia, we'd all been over there watching
people on our
shirt.
I can see Russia.
Shut
up. I watched this documentary.
Russia, we'd all been over there watching Putin on our shirt.
I watched this documentary on HBO. It talks about why they paid Sarah Palin. The change the up or the coaching that they the had change, to put her through. It talks about why they picked Sarah Palin on HBO and the coaching that they had to put her through for that.
Oh,
and was like fantastic. Like, on HBO basically they picked her because they had to do their movies. And it was like fantastic.
Yeah, that's why they picked her.
Basically they picked her because they had to appeal to females.
I don't know why they picked her.
Yeah, that's why
they should just let them know they made better people than that. I don't know why they picked her. And they should have just left them at damn her like Blue Bikini.
We should have
captured her. I didn't hate her. I didn't want to be the person that might run the country.
I don't know what she
was. I didn't hate her. I just didn't want to be the person that might run the country.
She's too good at the woman.
That's a girl.
Voted for her because she was hot.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about the right woman. She's too good looking woman.
If
they
were trying to lose the right
last time,
now,
she'd still be president.
They
wouldn't
even talk about
Obama.
This is a crap.
If
they were trying to lose the right last time,
she'd still be president.
They
wouldn't
even
talk
about Obama.
It would need a competition.
Even if
Romney
would have gotten
a sign on his campaign, this would be a landslide.
If
it would
even
be a competition,
even
if Democratic,
this
cracks me up,
the head of Democratic
because
Party,
that's how much Obama
himself,
is disliked.
If the Republicans could field anybody decent,
yeah,
this would be a landslide victory.
Your boy Ryan's
because that's how much Obama is disliked in the country.
Rape is just Nancy Pelosi's words,
the average American can afford between $9 and $15 in health care.
unless they address that whole system's broken. The problem is,
You know what? $365,000 for 3 days in the hospital.
It's a lot of
five grand. Now, but wait, and you know what the doctor charged me for the stent in my heart? $7,000
$5,000
is what this should have actually cost me.
I used to be a regular in the room. I had a friend of mine up there. He had a heart attack.
I used to be a regular in the room. I had a couple of eyes. They took good Carroll, and he said the same thing. When he was first waiting to get in, he said it was a nightmare.
In all fairness, it is how it works here in the United States.
But if you're not insured, then when you go to the clinic,
in all fairness, it is how it works here in the United States.
If you're not insured, then when you go to the clinic, in all fairness, it's okay. And they check you out, and if it's not an immediate problem, you may wait a year before.
It's called
triage.
I mean, it's going to happen. The other thing is, go to any emergency room. If you're in the United States with insurance, you don't feel good.
The guy with the chainsaw cut on his leg is getting service.
If your finger's bleeding or you don't feel good, the guy with the chainsaw cut on his leg is getting service.
I know
there's
New Orleans got some big crazy a while back.
They might want to do it now.
I don't know if they do this in all the states. I know New Orleans got huge crazy a while back. You know, we've got number one county in the United States, number one burn in the United States, and now cancer in the United States. And it was funny that what they do is when you come into the emergency room, they get quick care.
So, like, if you got to get a couple of stitches or anything like that,
what they do is when you come into the emergency room, they get quick care.
So, like, if you got to get a couple of stitches or anything like that, if you're not tying up the emergency staff anymore,
so it's not like you're actually got another staff that just deals with it.
What's great about it, you know, that you're taking you away from the emergency.
So it's not like the old days of keeping them from dealing with toxic patients.
You're not.
Which
you
actually
know,
taking you away from the emergency, you know, that are keeping them from dealing with the money now, patient,
which actually now has made the emergency room take care of
much more efficient,
important stuff going on.
Actually,
it's taking
money now,
as
you know,
triaging
the interaction
going
on, and
being
taken care of.
All
important stuff's going on,
and
it's being taken care of,
and
there's no interaction between
you,
so none of your nurses or doctors.
It's only open
and
it's taking a while to do that.
He's
leaving
from like 6 in the morning.
It's a really nice system, which, yeah, that's not even doing
the
day things
way easier than
anybody.
$800 a month for those two prescriptions.
Now I can tell you
$800
a majority of Americans,
two prescriptions
going to be afford those.
$800 a month.
Now I can tell you,
so you know, those
majority of Americans,
one is
even with insurance,
is
going to
be afford those
esophageal
problems, and the other one.
So you know, there's a
plot
agent.
One is
stents
for
curing
esophageal
stents. I cannot tell you how many people I've talked to that said,
keep your blood in the clot,
and
you got
a
stent
into
the back
and
clots
up
until
it's
that's right.
The stent that clot.
I cannot tell you how many people I've talked to that said, oh, I couldn't afford the medicine.
It's a shame because it shouldn't be
back in the hospital because.
You know, I was lucky
in
I was so lucky when it happened to me because, one,
it's a shame because it shouldn't be that way.
A lot of money coming in.
You know, I was lucky at the time.
I was so lucky when
this
all happened to me because, one's
going on.
Shortly after Katrina,
a lot of money coming in.
The fact that
really well, so it wasn't hurting you all that bad.
The Friday before.
A lot of things going on, you know, a lot of things
in Puerto Rico.
And frankly, the fact that they found it was to the
trees. She said, do you need some water?
She said,
Angie,
just stay there. And the doctor told me, he's all, you got a bad problem.
I was the
next morning brings me in. When they try to do a test again, your artery, and they got the cameras there.
In case you haven't had your test again, anything, I was awake for all the while. I was watching
when they tried it in through the groin into your artery, and they got 6 feet of
radio there watching.
I watched them shoot the guy in and fill all my arteries up while I was watching my heart.
Well, look at
the
weird shit.
You can't see that when you're laying there watching this.
He said, you see that?
I was like, and he meant it too. He went out and told everybody in the waiting room. He said, "Y'all just don't even have a clue how lucky this guy is."
But I know we bad.
Then it was the grace.
Somebody's keeping an eye on that particular day.
Yeah,
I do have
it,
but I know we bad.
Then it was the grace.
Time to say thank you because that was the shield.
God,
because I wasn't even going to go in because I woke up Monday.
I do have it. Whoever it is, I do have to start on. Say thank you because that was the shield.
Because I wasn't even going to go in because I woke up Monday.
Yeah,
I
was
going
to start on my ass.
Just 2 days ago, you were going to go.
I didn't feel like my life was in jeopardy.
I didn't feel like my life was in jeopardy.
Oh, she
did.
That's
the
man, sure.
But tells y'all, people, when you think there may not be something wrong with you, you better get on.
That's for sure.
Oh, she did.
Making me go. She didn't hit a side. Because I don't even know that about that. She wouldn't have made me go. I'd have been a good dog.
That's for sure.
I
definitely pissed on the other side.
Because I've been pissed.
Wait, I got I didn't get to be 2012. What the hell?
Definitely pissed on the other side.
Very good.
I got two jips. I didn't get to be 2012. What the hell?
For tonight. It's good having you on. Well, we'll probably let you go here, Joe. I know I got to get out of here for tonight.
It was good having you on.
Good night, folks. I think
Chip will
close you out.
Yeah. Next week, we have the Carolina Haunting Deferition and the Poltergeist Society meetup. We'll have the guest speaker from that show. Yeah. We'll announce all that good stuff. Next week, we have the Carolina Haunting Deferition and the Poltergeist Society meetup. We'll have the guest speaker from that show. We'll announce all that good stuff later on coming throughout the week. And I'll have time to start doing that. We'll get back with him. We'll start doing that on the reg. Worked him to death on there. Shows out there, and so then we can for that Bob Current. He's we'll over there, and hopefully the Russian Big Island. So it's about 5 hours on their TV shows out there. So it's about five hours difference. And thanks for coming by and listening. Being on the show for the extended version. So that's us. We got this week and thanks for coming by and listening on the South Side for the extended version today.
We got a little
news. There you go. On the South Side. Yeah, I told Stephanie that every time I peep in,
saying,
and
man,
listen,
I'm being
it
good.
Goes crazy.
No,
but,
there
you know, that's
you're
jacking somebody up. You know,
every time And after election, anybody sleep, you think? Oh, yeah. I think it's ridiculous, man. I've been in Vegas. It's ridiculous, man. And there was a big one out in Vegas. I'm like, yeah, y'all going to get out in the desert and make the Burning Man look like a small town.
The guy told me there 100,000 people have been invited so far.
There you go. You got to go check that out.
I'm like, yeah, y'all going to get out in the desert and make the Burning Man look like a small town.
When you're 80, so you're not using crazy.
Besides, at 80, you know, the nigga... When you go when you're young enough to enjoy it, man. Come on, everybody...
no better way to
besides
die.
Besides, at 80, you know, with them naked women around like this, they have a heart attack or something.
Going, you got a big smile on your face, baby.
No better way to die, but naked.
The
way I intended it.
You're laying on the other side, Angel's going, you got a big smile on your face, baby. All
right, Evan. This is the way I intended it.
Oh, Lord, I'm shutting up again. You got to get us out of here, man.
All right, man.
Host of a Global Focus. Tonight's guest is...
Good